Come on and grab your friends.
All right. Hey, this is Rossman, Roleplaying Bubble Radio. Big Call of Cthulhu! This is Hex Hollow, or possibly the Long Lost Friend. I have not decided which of the names I will use, so...
Lame!
Okay, well, Tom dies first. So...
Naturally.
This game is set in York, Pennsylvania, or the county of York, Pennsylvania. It is March 19th, 1929. This is a mere month after the Pennsylvania... Dutch hex murders, in which two men who believed another folk practitioner of magic was hexing them, went to his house, killed him, tried to find his copy of the Grimoire, the long-lost friend, in order to undo the curse. And, of course, this created a lot of controversy and sensationalism in the press because people are like, this is the 20th century, why do people believe in magic? So the community ever since then has been on its toes about, like, no, we're not all... crazy, you know, outsiders kind of.
Save that for the hillbillies down in Kentucky.
Yes, exactly.
Don't bring that here.
So all of the characters are people who grew up in this county. Their parents are all Pennsylvania Dutch, which actually usually means Germanic. Although not necessarily from Germany, more from Switzerland, France, and the Netherlands.
Sections of Germany.
Yeah, sections of... Yeah, it's... History's fun. So...
Borders change.
All your characters grew up in America, and you're all adults now, so... but you either live here, or you've all, you've lived here, or you've been called back here, specifically, to get here by the 19th. Because one of your families, one of the old families that lives, the Richer family, is a highly respected farming family, and the patriarch of that family, John Richer, has personally called for your characters, and your parents have, of course, made it clear that you are to attend, a meeting. You think it probably has something to do with the murders, or about, you know, something about tradition, but you don't know exactly what. So, you're all in a farmhouse on John Richard's property. It is an old, not his actual house, but a sort of, you're not really, you've seen this house in this, you've actually, none of you have actually been in this house before. It is dusty, there's cloth over the furniture. You're waiting for Mr. Richard to show up. So, all of you are looking at each other awkwardly around a lamp as it is getting dark. It's dusk when the game begins, so why don't we go ahead from right to left. We'll introduce both. We have some new players for the group. So first off, Sean, go ahead and introduce your character.
I am Konrad Verruchterschlangen, a revolutionary, 18 years of age, and badass in the martial arts.
A tough street fighter who...
From New York County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Luxembourg and Kotsky forever.
All right.
This edition of Street Fighter is weird.
Anyway, next up we have Anne.
I'm Dottie Windholtz, age 21. I'm a journalist, went off to study in New York, and coming back to York County.
All right, so you're there for the York Reporter. I don't know what the actual newspaper was called, but we're going to call it the Reporter. Because I am a bastion of originality, I know. You're lucky I looked up the actual name of the town in this place.
You looked up the county.
It's also the town.
She's from the Innsmouth Reporter.
Yeah. So next up, we have Tom.
I am Dr. Simon Van Graaf, doctor and veterinarian for the county, okay. And 26.
All right. Young, educated, man of science.
Yes.
Next up, we have Bill.
Carl Varsh, nice. Agent of the University Extension. 25 years of age, went away, studied agriculture at Penn State. I don't know if Penn State does agriculture. It's the 20s. I'm sure they do. And now I come back to advise people on, you know, crop rotation and fertilizer and animal husbandry. And
okay. Yeah. Very good. And then we have Melissa, who is...
playing Gladys Clens. I am a 32-year-old spinster clergywoman. All right. Who has a bad habit of pinching people's children when I think they're being naughty.
And you have a little additional information. There is actually you know that this house is actually used as a lodge for religious purposes. Although you have not yet been invited in there. You're sort of been an acolyte. Not yet initiated.
Don't go to the Silver Twilight Lodge.
It is. the Lodge of the Amphora is what you call it, or what they call it.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, Amphora, you know, what the ancient people carried water in. So, yeah.
Oh, and
finally here.
Yes, and I will be playing Hector Kong. Yes.
Sorry.
Amphora? Oh, Amphora.
Yeah, Amphora.
I thought you were saying
Amphora. Amphora would have been oil more than...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, right. Liquid.
Yes. A liquid thingy.
The spelling is not as important as saying Amphora.
Yeah. Amphora. Got that's it. Like, yeah.
It's okay. I was being pedantic, too, at first, but you saw it.
I'll keep this in mind. I'll remember. Anyway, yeah. Aaron.
David Rossimer.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Okay. Sound like the rousing debate was going on. I am playing Hector Kaufman, a student at Miskatonic University, who just graduated with his master's in agricultural chemistry.
Okay. This is what an amphora looks like, just so you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Use oils.
Yes.
So we know.
Carries water, liquids in. Anyway. So, all of you are there. What are you going? Who was the last? Who was the first, and who was the last to show up?
Probably should be first.
I feel like I was first.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And who was last to show up? Who just showed up as we were beginning the scene?
I have a little bit to travel.
All right.
So I will show up last.
All right. So Aaron's character walks into the door.
Did not miss this heat.
It is March. Not particularly warm. But you could be in a sweat. Perhaps you've just been walking a long ways.
I'm assuming this it's off the beaten path, so...
It is. It is quite remote. It's actually in sort of a thinly wooded area. Grass is unkempt. There's no farming around here. There is a small wood behind it.
Would you say that this area is blighted?
Wrong game.
Yes.
Hector. What are they teaching you these days?
The way to keep most crops from dying due to the nitrate levels that apparently are seeping into the local area. How about you?
Adding nitrates. Now.
You monster! You're gonna kill us all!
So, lots of legumes these days, huh?
I literally know nothing about agricultural science. I'm going to roll it up. Do I know? Not today.
All right.
I hadn't thought of that.
So, everyone can make... We'll start this off with a listen check. Everyone make a listen check.
So,
I hear it.
Yes, look.
I hear nothing.
I
am pale.
Those of you who make it, you can hear gunfire coming from behind you.
Rifle shot.
It is distant gunfire.
Just drawn to it.
It is a distant rifle shot.
Like out of the house?
Like in the house. Behind you. The woods are behind the house. So.
It's not turkey season yet.
So maybe they're target practicing?
There's another crack for those of you who make it.
You know, on the one hand, maybe we should see what's going on. On the other hand, gunfire.
Did anyone bring guns with them? Just a
silly question.
Orange? That is a silly question.
So, well, aren't we supposed to wait for old man Richard?
Richter.
Yeah, safety
sorry, Richter.
R-I-T-T-E-R.
John Ritter. Okay. John Ritter.
Yes.
What? John Ritter.
Hooligan youngsters. Dad, gun again.
If he doesn't fall into this room, I'm going to be disappointed.
Come and knock on our door.
All right, he will.
Thank you. With a gun job.
I've been waiting for
right. His name is not Johann. Johann Ritter. All right, is that better? So, all right, so all of you wait for a moment.
Did anyone, I guess no one brought a firearm of their own.
So, no one, everyone decides to wait.
Well, I left it out in the horse, but...
You can give me a idea check.
Are any of us familiar with this? Did any of us play here as kids? Or
yeah, you grew up here around here. If you want to remember what it was like to shoot around.
How do we do an idea check?
Idea is you have a 70%, so you have a 4.
I have an idea.
So
do I.
A lodge of this, a house of this place, Ritter had quite a few firearms. It would not be out of character for him to store a rifle or that's shotgun.
Let us search!
On the premises.
See if it's still where it should
search.
Be.
Well, you've never been in this house before, but you could. There's only a few places it could be.
So
I have an idea.
Spot hidden
cabinet. All right. Give me a spot hidden check as you start searching around. Lowest successful roll finds the gun first.
99, that's
I
not
saw
me.
Something shiny, and I was
96, yes. I have no idea.
35,
rich people house.
I don't know either.
29.
All right, so are you the only one who made it?
Anybody else?
Nope.
Bueller?
All right. Bill finds it. Bill finds a rifle, a hunting rifle.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Not my choice.
A little dusty, but hasn't been used
for a little oil.
So you found that. All of you can now hear a rifle shot in the distance. Those of you who heard obviously, those of you who heard it the first time, I mean, it's you no longer need a listen check to hear it. So it has approached, and there is another crack, and another one. It's actually almost not quite.
I look out the window in the direction of the.
Or are there any windows?
It is getting to be dark, so give me spot check, spot hidden check at half.
Are there any lanterns in here?
There is one lantern lit. It is the one in the living room, the one
that
you are all standing around.
There are many guards in the castle.
Melissa's character lit it first,
and
she showed up.
Okay.
But other than that, you can look around for more. So we'll just go from left to right to see what everyone's doing. So Aaron, what is your character?
I'm going to look for a couple more lanterns.
All right, go and give me a spot hidden check. What are you going to be doing?
I am peering out the windows and not being
surprised. All right, so that's a spot hidden check at half. To see something in the dark.
I miss electricity.
Oh, I actually
all right, well, I'll go back. We'll just go over everyone's action, then I'll resolve it after.
I was looking out the windows as well, but I failed.
All right.
Well, I'm the same.
All right.
Well, I already tried to look out the window.
I already tried to look out the window, too.
All right, so...
I look out the windows, and I succeed.
All right, you see the flash of a rifle. It's only perhaps a few hundred yards away. Then another one. You could see, you could tell whoever is firing is actually moving and firing. And in fact, yeah, you can actually tell because from that position you could tell that's where the top of a hill was, and then he's further down, so he's going down the hill and then coming up to where that house is. That's you know he's about halfway from the hill to your house.
Suppressing fire.
Yeah.
If there's a silhouette or anything of a flash, so we know if he's firing away from us. Or...
Oh. Yeah. Can I tell which direction he's firing in?
He seems to be firing in the direction of the house, but it hasn't hit the house. You or that you can tell. So something in between the house and the man with the gun.
We listened
to essentially above.
So
it's hard to tell.
But it's maybe a wooded area, though.
Yeah.
Quick, hide the whiskey.
If you go out into the woods, you can get a better sense. But, I mean, you're inside right now.
Oh, yeah,
you can see the muzzle. You can see the muzzle flash, but that's about it.
Okay.
And it is getting to be dark, so it's a free thing. All right, so, Aaron, did you succeed?
Yes, I did.
All right, you find three more lanterns with oil. So.
All right. Start lighting them up and handing them to everybody.
All right, so who takes... There's three lanterns. Who's going to take one?
I take one.
All right. All right.
I'd rather have another gun.
You could search around to see if there's another gun.
I'll take one of the lanterns.
All right, so we'll go around. Next action, what are you going to do?
I'll take one of the lanterns and...
All right, so that's all.
And open the door tentatively.
All right, so you're looking outside.
Yes.
All right, give me a spot hidden with a minus 10. Because you're actually poking your head out.
Okay.
Bam!
Yeah.
That was a short game.
Melissa, if you're all 100.
No.
I am going to walk around the house and start locking the doors and the windows because I'm nervous about the man running towards us with a gun.
Okay, there is a simple bolt for every door. I mean, that they don't have much in the way security systems out here. it's more to keep the door from blowing in the wind. Oh,
Skeeter. Is Skeeter?
I don't know what that is.
It's Skeeter Eater. It's fine.
Go to my hands. It's kind of a stupid mosquito.
Yeah. No, it's one of those big, like, mayfly things.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Bill, what are you going to do?
I'm going to continue watching out the window in the direction of the
gunfire. Another spot hidden in half?
I'll join him at the door.
All right, spot hidden in
half. Nobody's told
ten.
Me what's going on yet. Only gunfire.
What about you, Anne?
I'll wait at the window and watch out as well.
All right, spot hidden in half.
Okay, I'm good.
All right.
I'm looking for another gun, you fools.
All right, so I hidden it.
And don't find it.
All right, with with a 98, you're just rolling. Yeah,
come for us. I impaled my spot.
And you're looking from the window.
Uh-huh.
All right. Between the rest, and who else made it?
Me.
All right, everybody made it. All right, so you're actually talking to each other and pointing out where it is, and you actually between the three of you can figure out that it's somebody chasing something in the woods, and shooting at whatever the target is. You can't tell what it is, but the target is must be moving towards your house, and ducking and weaving through the woods. So, but the rifle, which you can clearly hear now, is a single shot rifle. So he has to stop, reload, stop. You know, so he's on, so the guy's actually must be fairly skilled because he's reloading
at least
on the move. Yes. He's skilled at reloading. Maybe not so much at a moving target in the woods.
What's the timing between the shots?
Like 10
about
seconds.
The time it would take you to reload a rifle at a run.
Yeah.
How many times?
Or at a jog? I mean,
fire.
Probably by now, maybe 10 times, including the very first shot.
So either he's a really bad shot, or this thing's really frickin' tough.
Or he has never hit it because it's still moving.
Yeah.
And it's the woods in the dark.
Well, that's what I said. Bad shot or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just bad so much as poor conditions.
It's also probably not a high caliber rifle. It could be something that he's hit and it just hasn't dropped yet. So you're not quite sure.
Can we make a listen check to see if we hear hear what's moving towards, any labored breathing or anything?
It is about 50 foot, at least 50 feet from you to the tree line, not counting the woods itself. So you're just too far away to really make a listen check.
Okay.
If you went across that 50 feet into the woods, I'd allow that. So
don't do that.
No. I'm not attached to this character yet.
All right, so you've got to figure out what the situation is. Are you going to do anything, or are you going to wait for it to stop shooting, or for the situation to escalate?
Since we have absolutely no idea who's coming, lock the door, extinguish, or lower the light on the other lanterns, and then see who comes waltzing through.
And I think that someone that is skilled with weapons should open one window and point the weapon in the general direction of what's happening.
Was there ammunition for the rifle?
If you spend the rest of the time searching, I'll allow you to find another weapon. So
I'm going to search again.
All right.
So can I find another gun?
Yes, you do. You find a shotgun, a double-barrel breech-loading shotgun.
Oh, crap. I suck at shotguns.
Well, actually, there is one rule. The point-blank rule for weapons, firearms. If you're within your feet in dex, so within 7 feet of your target, you double your firearm skill.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
If you hit it with a shotgun at a 7-foot range,
I roll that for 15 feet. I'm going to say point blank is 15 feet, period. So
the shotgun has rejected you. just leave it.
It kicks. It kicks quite a bit. So.
I have a shotgun. Though.
Yes.
I don't know what damage it does.
It does a lot. It does 46 damage within 15 feet.
And I don't know what the rifle and the handgun do. I'm better with
it depends
rifle.
On which one you have. Like, there's multiple types of firearms, so depends on which one you find.
What does my rifle do, Ross? Immerse me.
It is, I'm going to say, a varmint gun, so it is 22. So, I can look it up in here. There are stats for various weapons in this book.
Yes.
Where are you? There. Rifles, 22 bolt action, 1d6 plus 2. Bill?
Sorry.
1d6 plus 2.
Okay.
And shotgun. It can have 6 shots in the gun before you need to reload.
What's the range?
Range is 10 yards, 20 yards, 70 yards. Okay. Seems a little short, but whatever.
What's the shotgun again?
It's a varmint gun.
Yeah. Shotgun, 12 gauge, 2 barrel. I was looking at the wrong thing. 30 yards for the bolt action. The shotgun does 10 yards, 20 yards, 10 yards for normal range, and 46 damage. So you can, if you get up really close to someone, you can blow them apart.
Yeah, my dex is 7 feet, so 10 yards is the limits of the weapon anyway. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's not bad.
And at 30, if you go farther than that, it does less damage because, shotgun. But we'll see if that becomes a factor. All right, so while you're waiting, you take out your rifle, your aim, you can hear the shots, but then all of you can see, breaking from the woods, a human figure, an old man. You make spot hidden checks. If you do that, you recognize who it is.
Nope.
Nope.
What?
No freaking idea.
Nope. I really do. A lot.
You can...
Dad?
Did it. So who made it?
She credited him.
Okay, yeah. It is John Ritter. Or Johann Ritter, I'm sorry.
Johann Ritter.
The man you're waiting for.
Come! Knock on our door!
He is,
we've been waiting for you!
Comes staggering out there. He is carrying a...
come and sleep on our floor!
Isn't it M4 technically?
He is carrying some sort of case in his two hands. It looks rather awkward. But he breaks through the tree line. He starts staggering towards the house. He is just looks exhausted, haggard. And, you know, you could tell he's terrified. Yeah, he is bleeding.
It's Johann, and he's terrified.
Rushing to see if I can help out with any wounds.
Okay, so you're rushing out of the house?
Yeah.
All right.
I see an injured person.
Yes.
My doctor instincts will not allow me to stand by.
A bullet hits the door near you just as you leave. So what do you do?
I'll stand on the door.
It misses you, but...
Did it come from his gun?
No, he's not carrying a gun. Hmm. He's carrying a box.
Oh, shit.
Do we see the figure that's chasing him?
No, you do not.
Even from my upper vantage point?
Nope. He's in the woods. The woods are dark at this point.
Screw the ultra-bourgeois swine.
You have lights. You realize you have lanterns to see.
It's not worth it.
Also, you have a clearing, and you can...
I'm going to duck back inside. All
right, you duck back.
Son of a bitch!
All right, so he staggers halfway.
I have a dex of 14, so I'm going to try to run to help.
So that was your action. We'll just go again left or right. So what are you doing?
What's the light outside? Is it...
There's some moonlight. You're on clear ground, and you have your lanterns pouring some light out, so...
I'm going to leave the lantern at the doorway. Since I can see mostly in the moonlight, rush out and try to get him back.
All right.
So, since he's who we were supposed to meet.
All right, give me Dex times 5.
Dex times 5, okay. Yeah.
He's about 50 feet away.
11.
All right, you're gunning for it. Melissa, what are you doing?
I am going to stand in the doorway and hold a lantern ready to either slam it in someone's face or open it wide to rescue someone, depending on how I feel.
All right, so you secured the door.
That's right.
Bill, what are you doing?
Can I get a light up here?
All right. So Melissa can... Yeah, you can point your light to help his aim, or you could go... Yeah, all right. So you can see a little better as far as the light can reach.
Could I see the last muzzle flash?
There'd be a spot hidden at minus 10.
Okay. I fail.
All right, you do not get a fix on it.
Lost it in
Tom,
the sun.
Yeah.
Got to buy an additional light to make it...
You already acted.
So I'm like, just did
that! Yeah.
Well said.
Anne, what are you going to do?
What determines, how fast you move?
Your dex.
My dex. Is 10 low or high?
10's about average. A little above average.
I'll run out to help.
Okay. Dex, you would have... Dex times 5 is 50%. So with your dex 10, so you have 50% chance.
47.
All right, you're up with Aaron. So the two of you are rushing out to help Mr. Ritter. What about you?
Readying a barricade.
Okay, readying a barricade. You grab a bench. Give me a strength times 5.
It's the internet. Table.
Strength times 5, so... 60.
Are you barricading?
67.
All right, so you're struggling with it. You're dragging it into position, but you're not able. Are you going to barricade one of the windows or the door?
Door.
All right, so you're getting moving into position. You're not quite there yet. All right, next round, the two of you get to Mr. Ritter. He throws the box to one of you who's getting the box. I mixed you up. All right, so the two of you. Which of the two of you are going to grab the box? He's just...
Do you know how heavy it is?
No.
Oh.
I'll get it initially.
You grab it. It's actually surprisingly light. It's just large.
I'll hand it off to you.
I'll take
get this box. Back and put an arm underneath him.
All right, so what are you going to do?
I have the box?
Yes, he gave the box to you.
And he already has...
He starts to go for Mr. Ritter to do the... pick him up.
Okay, then I'll start heading back.
All right, give me another dex times 5.
That's a no.
Yeah.
All right, the box, it wins you, and so you start staggering.
Damn
back.
You, plot box.
Surprisingly, like, box wins you.
Yeah. Well, it was the force that which it was shoved into her chest.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a gentleman.
Yeah.
My solar plexus.
Aaron, you give me a... So you're just going to try and drag him back?
Yes, I'm going
to... Because as soon as he gives you the box, he just falls over. So you have to pick him up. So
okay, yeah.
Strength times five.
So, all right.
See how this goes.
Leave him! Leave him to run!
We can redistribute as well.
He is covered in sweat and blood. He is rather slick.
No tears, though.
And he is rather large. So he is hard to pick up and carry. So you're just like,
no, staring. You never told me the eighth rule for dating your teenage daughter.
Wow. All right.
Ouch.
Oh,
you're holding the door and you're holding the light up. You can give me another spot hidden. Well, actually, there's no shot this round, so he's reloading.
Okay.
So, are you just readying your action to shoot him?
Pretty much.
All right, Tom, what are you going
to
do?
I'm readying to if I see them dragging it back, I'm going to prepare myself to immediately start tending to him.
Okay, so you're just waiting for them to take him to you?
I'm not going out there. There's gunfire out there. Are you fucking kidding?
Well, you are outside, so you're still a target, you know.
I duck back inside, seeing the bullet hit the door.
Okay, you're inside.
Screw that.
So you're just watching. All right.
Like, I'm gonna say, like, fuck that.
I'm just watching.
All right, so, and Ed, you're moving back slowly.
Barricade's still putting it up in place.
All right, you do know that that door is that's what they're going into.
I don't know. It's ready to shove into place as soon as they get in.
Give me a strength times five.
Let's see again. Come on. 96.
All right.
Apparently this is one heavy-ass table.
There's this guy standing in your way, and you're not able to move around.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
But just tell me to move, and I'll move.
All right. So you two are arguing.
You're your fascist education.
No, we're not. You didn't never told me to move.
All right.
Move.
Okay, I'll move.
All right. So that's literally what they're doing this round.
If you told me I would have moved, why didn't you
have to tell you? You heard the big-ass table.
No, I heard gunfire!
Alright. New round.
That's your fault for fucking
it. Well, it's your fault. It's your fault for not saying anything.
You can give me give me strength and spice.
Teamwork.
See how far you can take them. Alright. If you succeed, you get over halfway there.
No.
Alright.
64.
You get a few. I mean, you're making a little distance, but it's just,
I'm fast, I'm just not strong.
And he's muttering to you in German. He's also muttering to you in German. Do you speak German?
No.
I do, but it's too bad. So.
Yes. Well,
my mom insisted.
The one doctor is cowering back in the cabin.
I speak German, and I listen well. Can I hear him?
You can give me a listen check to see if you can make it out.
Yeah, I hear him really well.
You impale.
I impale. I hear him so well.
So you hear him say... He's saying the long-lost friend. He repeats that several times. And then you also hear something about the finding the path. So that's all your... find the path in the long-lost friend. Something of that.
Death hack. Death hack.
Anyway. Very good. Thank you.
Rosebud.
Actually, at this point, though, Bill, you can go ahead and make spot hidden at full.
All right.
Because guess what happens?
I fail. That's what happens.
All right. With a 37, though, the rifle, the mysterious assailant does shoot.
Emerges from the woods.
And hits poor Mr. Ritter in the back. he staggers, coughs up blood. Did you make your spot hidden in full?
No.
All right. You don't see exactly where it was. You could blind fire, and I'd give you a 10% chance of hitting.
Sure.
All right.
What if he screams suppressing fire?
Condition one. Damn.
You fire wildly. Into
it is me.
Turning around. Anyway, do I see him. If I turn around my head, do I see the assailant in the woods?
That would be your next action.
Okay.
You are carrying a wounded elderly man. it's not... You can't turn around on a dime. Tom, still cowering?
No, I'm going to run out now.
Oh, you're going to run out
now. I
completed my master's thesis. Out of the way. I can do anything.
All right, give me a dex on the back.
No!
All right, you rush out there.
No!
You don't. It's awkward. So you get about halfway there. You're in the middle of the ground. You're middle of between the house and the tree line. You're about 10 feet away from Aaron. So
he gets a swing there.
And go ahead, and give me another dex on the
8-7.
Okay. You actually get about to the porch at this point, so you're just staggering around. Some guy just rushes out of the house, and you have to stop.
Damn it, Doc.
So you can't stop. You don't want to drop whatever you're doing. So,
bite my PhD
at this
ass.
Point, though, you have the Sean, the barricade's ready. You push it right, but it's right by the door. You can just swing it down whenever. So it's ready to
go. Okay, good.
So
can I ready the shotgun for after that?
Yes. All right, so you spend this round doing that. You don't have to roll for that.
Okay.
So you're just ready. You're a man of action. Ready. Tense like a puma or something.
He is a man of action.
There.
Can I use the shotgun for bludgeon if I run out of ammo?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good.
We've got rules for that.
He is.
We do. So new round, Aaron.
Spot hidden to see if I can look at find the assailant.
All right, you stop in your paces and turn around.
Since I now have a bleeding old man.
All right, spot hidden minus 10.
I told you to leave him.
Hell no.
Bleeding old man. All right, there's a
bleeding old man takes precedence.
All right, he gasps.
But not
you look down, you feel something cold and wet on your stomach. You look, it's blood. Give me a sand check.
Oh. Wait, well.
He is dying in your arms.
Must have been something you said.
Yeah, that bothers me. Yeah. He gave me candy as a child. It's now bothering me.
It is.
Oh, God.
In fact, you lose 6 sanity. Someone
holy shit, I already got... Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah.
A temp?
Yeah, I got a temp already.
It
damn.
It is. We have to show the new players what it's like.
And for this, we have Aaron.
We do.
We have played Mansions of Madness.
Actually, some free copies. Let me have that one, and I will look at the other one, because this one has a better table.
Thank you, Ross.
This one's also autographed by Sandy Houston. So
good for you. Good. Yeah. Glad to hear.
Here we go.
Pretty rad.
Yeah.
Like, monsters haven't even started popping out of places yet.
I know.
No cultists, just a dying old guy.
That looks like the guy that
yeah,
Walter
that's why I used that. yeah, that's a good one.
Homicidal or suicidal mania? Homicidal. He's died in your arms. You must get revenge. He's your kind of grandfather. You want to rush into the...
Condition one!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So you drop...
You will pay. I will avenge you, John Ritter!
Yeah. So you let him go, and you run into the woods.
Again, he's not worth it.
Give me a dex on spot.
That's going to be fine. I'm going to make that. Yeah, 30.
All right, what'd you make?
30 hours.
All right, you make it. He rushes into the woods.
Temporarily insane. Always successful.
Well, I'm dexed at 14, so I'm...
Berserkers always do better.
Yeah.
Melissa, what are you
doing? Okay, so I'm going to leave the door now and rush out to John's body because he's been abandoned in his dying moments, and I'm going to be yelling after this idiot, where are you going? Come back.
All right.
You fool.
Dex on his body.
He killed Papa!
Pop pop in the attic.
I don't make it.
The fact that you
all right. I'll give you two options. One, you can get there, but you knock poor Anne out of the way and she drops the box. Or two, you stop at Anne and you can help her get it in this round. Get the box in the cabin this round.
The box.
I think that I like poor Johan.
You're like the king Keystone Cops of the Dutch.
Or yeah, you can help her get it in. You stay outside, but you help her.
Okay, yeah, alright.
All right.
I'll help Anne. I'll stop.
Okay, you rush up and you realize it's important that this box must have obviously been important.
Right.
So the two of you get the box, the crate.
Board.
I'm still yelling at him. Though.
Yes, you're still yelling
I'm
at him.
Anne, but I'm yelling at him.
So in the next round, you can make a fast talker persuade check. One person can make a fast talker persuade check to try and can wake Aaron out of his madness.
Try to persuade him later.
But yeah, next round.
Can we have Bill take a warning shot at his head to wake
him
up?
You can make another attack round, yeah, if you want. It's a bold strategy.
I have never lost a character this soon.
Yeah. All right.
God. How bad did
it's you a go? Normal.
I miss.
Is it just a normal miss, or is it 100?
Is this a crit fail?
No, it's 68. It's
all right. Okay.
All right, Bolt whizzes into the night. Doesn't hit anything. So, Tom, you get to, I'll just say you can get to the guy. What are you going to do?
Is there anything I can do?
You need to diagnose him. What do you
medicine. No.
Give me medicine.
Yes.
All right, he is bleeding out, but he's not quite dead yet.
Not today! Not today!
All right,
I think I'm getting better.
So you can try and help him. You're probably dead. Yeah. He's basically going to die, but you can keep him alive for a little while.
He's mostly dead.
Without you don't have any supplies and you don't have any blood to pump into him. So that's the main problem right now. He's just lost too much blood. Anyway, and you get the crate in this round. You can either try and it's actually.
Wasn't there. Wow.
It's like a leather bound. It's kind of like a suitcase, but it's unusual shape. It's like it's a box shape instead of like you know long fat like a suitcase. Must be custom made or something like that. So you could unlatch it and open it up if you want to look it too, or you could just put it down and rush back outside, or so you could do something else. What do you want to do?
I'll open it.
All right, you open it up. There is
not playing footsie. I promise.
Yes, I know. You can. Yeah, I'll just get it. I'll get it. There you go. All right, so you open up. There is a statue, a very old looking statue.
Of course, there is.
A maiden carrying an amphora. It is also appears to be. It actually appears to be damp.
Are you sure that
it's glistening. So.
Is there oil in it?
You cannot see any amphora inside of it. It is dark, but she could do that extra round. Anyway, what are you going to do, Sean? After seeing all this happen.
Or not.
I am tempted to just shut the door behind Aaron and leave right out.
Yeah. Well, also, Melissa's here.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah.
Oh, well, I like
and Tom. Tom and Melissa are still out.
Well, the doctor wouldn't be enough to keep me from barricading the door behind them, but Melissa and Ann are, so...
He benefited from bourgeoisie education.
I go
and managed to get it.
I go out on the patio
yeah.
with the shotgun ready to blast away at anything that comes close.
Fair enough. All right. So, new round, Aaron.
Bring it on, capitalist swine.
Give me a spot hidden check.
Is it still at the net?
It's the normal.
Normal, okay.
Because you're in the...
28, made it.
All right, you see a man up on the... Halfway up the hill. He's maybe 50 yards. Between 100 and 200 feet away from you.
Okay.
He has reloaded his rifle. Or he's just finished as soon as you see him. He looks at you. He looks... you can only see a silhouette of him. He's male. Tall. He's wearing thick woodland clothes. He seems to be wearing some sort of mask as well. You can't really make it out. But it could just be that it's dark.
Bastard!
Okay. You can give me a fast talk check, or a persuade check to try and intimidate him.
So. Okay. Fast talk or persuade? That's not good.
I mean, if you have... Or what do you want to do? I mean...
I'm beyond words at this point. He killed somebody. That's like who is...
You're your fast to talk. There are rocks at your feet. You could pick up a rock and throw at one.
You said he was like 100 feet away?
He's pretty far, yeah.
50 yards is a little much to chuck a rock.
Yeah. So, no, we're just going to go for blind run here. He can't.
All right, next time's five.
Next time's five.
Even better, you could just say you're on the football team over Miskatonic.
No, I was really? I was on the rest really? Of the team. There's a difference, so. That and fisticuffs. 28.
All right, you make it.
Yeah, Miskatonic University. Fighting polyps.
He actually sees you running, takes a shot, and misses you, and then he starts turning around to run away.
Bastard, you are mine.
All right. So, Melissa?
So I'm going to be trying to persuade him to come back from this crazy chase.
All right, the bullet does zing by your head. Though. Right after the bullet zings by your head, Aaron, go ahead and give me a fast talk or persuade check.
Persuade, I totally make it.
Okay, Aaron, you hear her voice behind you, and you see the man still has a gun, and you have quite a bit of ground to go between him. As much as you'd like to throttle him, you can now rethink your actions if you'd like to, or if you can double down. It's now up to you.
I'm free will again.
Yes.
You can't use... he's a monster. He's not going to let us use these on other
Give me
players.
An idea check.
Yes. 40-40. Made it.
All right, you know he can... You've already seen that he can move and reload. So, given the amount of distance between you and him...
He's probably going to be able
he's
to
He's going to get at least one more shot on you.
But so. His aim seems to suck.
Yes, because the target was running away from him.
And target running towards him would still be a moving target.
At a certain distance. Yeah, have you seen Zulu? Yeah, anyway.
Form of Scar.
I would probably have to make a dodge check in the middle of it if I did the run up the next time around, which...
Yeah. Remember, if he might even get more than one shot if he stands his ground and just fires at you.
True, so...
And he would get the point-blank range, too.
As much as I want to trust the local clergy, I'm going to be seeing red for an interesting...
It's a bold strategy. Let's see how it plays out.
But I'm
thinking, I tried to save him, man.
No, you're right. Hey, Melissa, Bill tells you this is par for the course for me at this point, so I'm
okay.
Going to... not just to die. All
right.
Well, I was saying the person closest to her on any given night talking
all right,
about
so that was your action, Melissa. He seems to stop for a moment.
Yeah, talk about a night, Aaron, as you.
Yeah.
No.
Now I'm really creeped out.
So that was your action, Melissa, trying to talk him out. You gave it the good college try. Bill, what are you
doing? Can I get one more off the
yes.
flash?
He was minus 20 to shoot him. He is farther away.
Oh, just to shoot? I don't have to do the spot this time?
No, it's the same way, yeah. Okay. Spot him.
I can't remember shit.
Yeah, it's not a lard, it's not a
it's
very...
It's the predator. With a rifle.
Yeah.
Is Aaron still running after him?
Yes, I am.
Now he is, yes. And now it's his choice. It's no longer the insanity. It is Aaron, the player's choice.
Can you take a pot shot at Aaron again?
No, I already made my choice.
Maybe if you shoot him in the butt.
All right, you can, with a successful medicine check, you can keep him alive long enough that you can ask him one question for every check for up to three questions. So, say one thing to him.
Okay.
But he basically, you don't have the supplies to keep him alive. So
mostly the blood.
Yeah. Go ahead and make your medicine.
Nope.
Okay. give me sanity check. He dies in front of you.
Oh, yeah, 7. That I mean.
Okay, you will still lose one sanity.
Lame.
He died. Yeah, anyway.
I had a cow die on me this morning. Come on, that's...
All right.
Thank you for trivializing our existence.
Yeah. A true Lovecraftian character.
I would like to examine the statue and the contents of the box.
Yeah, the cow died.
It's the only thing in the box. You can give me an archaeology check.
Oh, I actually have that. Okay, it's 6%.
All right, that's a critical success. That is of ancient Greek design. However, you notice that there are several... it looks appropriately ancient, to be genuine. However, you notice there are several strange symbols, runes on them. You don't recognize them. They are certainly not Greek of origin. They are, in fact, nothing you've ever seen before. And you basically are familiar with all the ancient civilizations and the languages, or at least their alphabets, enough to recognize them on sight. This is something entirely new, and the liquid on it, you study that and you realize that it's completely coated in a thin, clear liquid that seems to be flowing out of the amphora, and totally encases it, and does not seem to touch, anything else in the briefcase. The case itself has nothing, there's no liquid on it, it just seems to be jellied, in a sense. But how could that be? That makes no sense. So you are studying a rather mysterious artifact.
Yes, probably.
Everybody in the house except the crazy rat bastard just started running?
No, Tom's out cradling the dead man.
Yeah. Tom's cradling the dead man.
We're all still out there, dude.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Can I shout at them to get their butts inside?
You certainly can.
Can I sort of threaten them with the gun?
That's up to you. That
get your butts inside, or I shoot you to drag your butts inside so we can barricade the door.
All right, the angry teenager is yelling at you. So
with a gun.
Yes. Responding well to stress. So I'll give you, you can gain a plus five to your next roll if that motivates you. I'll let you decide. So for those of you who are outside, except for you, Aaron, you're too far away.
He's out of your shot.
Yeah,
he's just committed to running the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Johan is like full on dead now, right?
No
life whatsoever.
Were you rushing up to him? Or where were you exactly?
I think that I had like the gotten there, but my
you
last
got, yes.
action was to yell at him, so I haven't actually started.
Yeah, you were rushing up to Johan, then you yelled at Aaron, and
right.
So by the time you get to them, you hear his death rattle.
Okay.
So give me a sand check. Good man, just a man you've known for years.
Right, yeah.
Roll under your sanity.
I rolled 71, and I have 70.
All right,
oh.
So you lose one.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a one.
It's fair.
Yeah.
That's dice.
Yeah. The dice know when it's Aaron. When it's
so nice. I've known him a long time, but, you know.
Yeah.
Screw I'm this. A little cold.
But he was also a damn dick, so,
yeah.
You know. It balances.
Of course he was a dick.
He's German.
He's a banker.
Is it a farmer? Well-to-do farmer, but yeah. All right, so what do you... well, first off, let's do Aaron. All right, Aaron, give me a dex times five.
I left my chance.
Yeah, you do.
Not this time, 92.
Give me a luck check. You're running uphill at this point.
Okay. 39, made it.
All right, you don't trip and fall down that hill, so, but you stop and you almost trip. So the guy turns and sees that. He's reloading this turn.
Okay.
So, but he moves back a little bit and he sees you, so he'll
yes,
probably
out of
take a shot.
Sometime.
Yeah. He's got a lot of shells on him. Anyway, Melissa, what do you want to do?
So I'm going to turn around and take advantage of the motivation.
Yeah.
To head back to the house.
All right, plus five to your dex times five roll.
Okay.
So
dex times five. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you rush back to the house. You're highly motivated now.
I am.
Bill.
I'm just going to come back downstairs because I don't think there's any good to be had from...
Continuing to take pot shots?
Pretty much.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to run back to the house now.
All right, Dex on five.
Oh, there I make it. Nine.
You both rush in.
Anne's already inside.
Everyone's inside but Aaron at this point. So now you can barricade the door.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and slam the door barricade out.
All right, that's what you do.
That's my action.
All right, you rush in, so everyone but Aaron is in the house.
So now, Anne, what do you want to do now that the door is safely closed?
Yeah, so you're still studying the amphora. You have not yet touched it or taken it out yet. But you've studied it, and you realize, holy shit, this is a major discovery if this is authentic.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it appears that way, but, you know, you just...
Can I search the house in trying to look for anything that matches these symbols that he owns?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be a spot hidden check, and that will take you several rounds to go through.
Okay. I don't have much on there. Okay, no, I fail.
All right, well, I'll give you three chances, and
okay.
So basically as you're going through. So you don't find anything this... Yeah.
Okay.
So she gets up and starts looking around the house. You leave the case open, so anyone who wants to can look inside. But, you know, it's not, like, locked, so you can do it. Anyway, new round. Aaron, what you gonna do?
So he's reloaded at this point, correct?
Appears that way. I mean, that would be consistent with his pattern.
What are... That's, like, how heavily wooded is on the outside of the path that I'm on?
It's not a path. You're just in the woods.
Just in the woods?
You're in the woods.
So
past the tree line. It's not, like, super dense. It's maybe a little denser than, say, Blair Witch, but not, like, you know, Suicide Forest in Japan.
Without a highly disappointing ending, also.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sneaking's not going to help in any of this case.
He sees you.
He sees you.
You could try to hide because it is dark, but in which case you would not gain any ground
because
you'd have to like jump around and start going.
No, I was trying to think of possibly using natural history to see if there's any kind of knowledge around a particular forest that I might be able to use, but it's probably too long for that.
I have
so
filtered water in the refrigerator.
For there is.
So,
yeah.
So I'm going to again just a dead run this time, and if he takes a shot,
sure.
I might hit a dodge.
Dex times five. I say you need three checks.
Wow. Yeah, I'm getting hit.
All right,
nice
100.
These dice are out tonight.
Give me. Yeah, you fall down.
Yeah, this is. He's getting a shot on
you.
So.
You don't take any damage, but you fall to the bottom of the hill. So now you need four successful checks in a row. Or just four successful checks without critically failing to do that. But he'll take a shot at you. He has a 60% chance. And that is an 84, so he misses. Because he didn't expect you to fall on your ass.
I didn't expect that either.
Sisyphus. Yeah. All right.
I like this.
He's backing up as he's doing that. So he's just backing up, reloading.
Of course he didn't.
So he's getting closer to the top of the hill.
Okay.
And Melissa.
Okay, so does my character have prior knowledge of what Long Lost Friend is?
Yes, you know what it is.
Okay,
it is
so
a book of folk magic.
Promptly go to the bookshelves that are in the house and start searching for his copy of that
book. Give me a luck check.
Do I have any luck?
Luck is in the top right.
I do not succeed.
Okay, you don't find it this round.
Okay.
Or use luck or spot hidden, whatever's higher. I think most cases it's locked, but anyway.
Yeah.
So you start looking for it. You don't find it immediately.
Okay.
Bill.
Oh. Pull out a pencil or something and poke the statue.
Okay.
And the floods of perdition come through. Good job. Or something.
You do so. When you retract the pencil, you can see there's a bit of reflective light on it. It the end of the pencil is wet. So there's some sort of liquid covering the statue.
Suddenly the pencil falls over and starts writing on the board.
It has a slightly salty sort of chemical smell to it.
Like it's ocean salty? Or
yeah,
like...
a little bit.
And here's where the game grinds to a halt while we satisfy our juvenile need for humor.
What? 14.
No. I was just thinking myself to, like, no other senses are going to be involved.
Not you. You're fine.
You should know this, Bill. This is Sean.
Right. I mean, I haven't experienced this.
No.
So yeah,
you
that's what you're gonna
do. Breathe my face.
So what are you gonna do? So yeah, it's unusual. If you do you have chemistry?
Nope. I have natural history.
All right, give me a natural history check.
If I ever come back, I have chemistry.
Damn
so.
It.
Fail.
I figured I'm gonna be
Actually,
lost in the woods.
I'll try
forever.
To figure it out. I too have natural history.
All right, go ahead.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, you're right, it is what everyone all says.
It reminds you a little bit of the times you went to an ocean and or the shoreline and seeing jellyfish washed up along the shore. And seeing that kind of clear sort of so that's what it reminds you of, for something jellyfish.
It's flumps.
Yeah. But I mean clearly it's perfectly Well, you haven't taken it out of the case, but the part of the statue you can see in the case, it looks,
No.
Jellyfishy?
Yeah. Well, it's covered in this clear jellyfishish liquid
slash
slime.
Put it in the toaster and play Huey Lewis in the News.
Actually, I think
that technology does not yet exist.
What?
I put it in the toaster, which totally does exist.
Farmhouse
does
not have electricity.
No, a toaster does exist, it's just not what you're thinking.
Yeah,
it's like a little cast iron thing that you put in the fire.
Oh, well,
and flip
you'd
over.
Have to start a fire.
And I sing Oh Susanna to it.
Yeah, well, maybe next round. and what are you going to do?
Oh, can I continue my search?
Yes, go ahead.
So I got 5%, so that's under my spot head.
Actually, it's the 20s. I sing the jazz.
You actually do find something. You look under the rug, and you can see on the first floor... there is a door to the basement, and on the basement, or on this little trap door, there is the exact same symbol. It is kind of like a star.
Thank goodness.
And,
this could be much worse.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's the same symbol. So you could, so a door to the basement has the same symbol.
Okay.
So you can open that up and go in next round if you want to.
Okay.
Sean, what about you?
The 18-year-old pre-college boy hits on the hot 21-year-old reporter.
All right. So, hey, roleplay that.
Well, man just died here.
She
is doing.
Anne's character removes a rug, finds a trapdoor. What are you going to do?
So, you're a reporter, eh?
I never said he was smooth.
Right. You know, I never said he was smooth.
Yeah. I'm hoping to change society one day. Do you want to change society with me?
All right. All right. This is some great role play. All right.
Can I get cozy by the fire and hear the dried blood? The
next
quarters
round.
In bloom this year.
No. Cogskin. It's a slow process.
Yeah. You're at the bottom of the hill. He's near the top of it.
We're still going for this. I'm determined. So,
all right,
I'm catching me a cultist.
Okay.
So, just run.
Sure.
So, oh, wait. You betrayed me last time. No. I'm going to run out of luck on one of these, so I'm changing between multiple sets. 16. There
all
we
right,
go.
You start making up. Three more to go.
What is your dex times five, anyway?
75.
All right. Yeah. He gets to the top of the hill. This round, so, and he's reloaded. So next round, he'll take a shot, and then he will be on the other side of the hill, on the other side of him.
Okay.
So, Melissa.
I'm going to keep looking for the book.
All right, give me another check.
And luck this time, or something else?
Whatever's
higher. You're going to make it.
You said what?
Luck, library use, or spot hidden, whatever's highest.
Okay, well, library use.
Highest.
No, my library use is, I have 9, and it's 75%.
Okay,
no matter what, she unveils. All
right.
Yeah.
You find a copy of it, and you start looking through it. So
what?
Ignore the annotations. You can start looking through it. You do find handwritten notes.
Ooh.
So for now, you can study the book and make a library use check and get a note. Well, that would be next round.
Okay.
So. Bill.
Can I count them?
Keep.
Yeah, I'm keeping that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that will be your first one, so that we'll do that next round. So, Bill.
I don't know what I've got. I've got a pocket knife. I'm trying to remove enough of the jellyfish substance.
Okay.
And I don't know, I'd go in the kitchen and get a cup or something.
Okay. You don't need to roll. Yeah, you find a cup in the kitchen, and you put some of the slime in the
somebody
cup.
Blows their nose and you
it's
like
basically
stupid.
Slime. It is a little, it's not quite liquid. It's a little more viscous, I guess. So I guess is how you describe it. So, yeah, slime, and it's but it, give me a spot hidden check.
1.
Okay, you don't need to learn any additional information.
Nothing's going on.
Egon, you're mute.
Actually, I'm getting multiple cups, and you know, is there like any actual food in this kitchen?
Luck check.
Yeah, all of the food.
Sure, there's plenty of food.
Okay. I'm going to start getting out things like, you know, salt, baking soda.
Okay, you're going to start some science.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
I will do science.
I'm going to see if I can get the thing out of the box.
All right, how are you going to do that? There are handles on the statue. You could just grab it by the handles and pick it up.
I'll do that.
Might be a little...
All right, give me a contact swipe check.
Yeah.
All right, it stings. It hurts your hands quite a bit to touch the slime. But you, after a moment, the pain goes away. And,
pee on your hands.
So,
I don't know how you're going to do that without
your hands feel like they're on fire for a moment, but then it stops. So you pick it up, and you can see it is, a nice amphora. Or a statue of a
maid.
A maid holding an amphora, sorry. But it's easy to pick up. So,
I have no idea what I'm looking at, but...
Yeah, it is an old statue. Actually, you realize, though, as the slime sort of starts going around your hands, it starts growing around your hands, so your hands are now covered in a thin film of slime. Give me a sand check.
Yes.
You realize the slime seems to be coming out of the maiden's amphora and forming the perfect shield around it, whatever it's touching.
Huh, seems legit.
Yeah, so, and it had a biological reaction to your hands. And, so, that's not possible for...
No, that is not possible at all.
So, did you make your sand check?
Yes, I did.
Or just one?
Is it inconceivable?
No, I'm actually pretty open, and also I'm not.
It's gaining on me.
All right, so.
And actually, I would have no idea if it'd be bad to get into a land war in Asia.
I would like to explore this door. I will offer to anyone else who would like to come with me into the basement.
I'll go.
Anyone else?
Here, take all the lanterns.
She seems engrossed in a book. They're okay. Messing with the statue with the slime on it.
Okay.
I'll go.
Take your pet.
All right, so the two of you go down to the basement. And
can I utter one more bad Marxist pickup line?
Please.
You know, if we both gave according to our means, we could each receive according to our means.
Do you want to go with me or not?
Lead the way, by all means.
All right. So the two of you go down in the basement, and you can see that it has been set up as a shrine of some sort. There's an altar at the far end of the room. It is a primitive earthen room. Yeah. There are many more of these symbols. Again, you don't. If you have a cult, you can possibly try to recognize some of them.
No, I don't.
All right. They're well. You impale them on your archaeological check, so you don't. They're not of any cult. You're aware of from ancient times.
Could I use a history check to see if I recognize them?
If you impale.
Okay.
If you roll fifth. Yeah. If you roll really low. So go ahead and make your check.
18.
Out of what's your skill?
40.
40. They're not of... You can't rule out any known major religion or cult.
Amphoras were used mostly for wine, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, it's just Wikipedia, so...
Thank you, Magic Internet.
John Wikipedia.
Yes. Anyway, you also see at the altar, though, there is a large cloth, a white cloth, covering a large section in front of the altar itself. It is stained with earth and what appears to be some sort of dark liquid. So... You can investigate that. You can investigate. There are the symbols around it. And then when you look behind you, right beneath the stairs leading down to the basement, there is a chest. It is locked. Well, it appears closed. I mean, it appears locked. So that is that round. Aaron. Yeah. So this is, again, a little bit like a... Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I'm really glad you got
that. Like I'm watching... Oh, what's his name?
Grail.
Holy crap, that's always the joke I was making, Lancelot. Just, it turns
into...
66. Yes. Made
Idiom?
It, so...
Idiom!
All right, so you get up halfway up the hill.
I'll just stay here, then.
He does take a shot at you, though. 60% chance.
And they make it.
For you, sir.
Impale.
You're fucking kidding me.
A 5.
Dodge.
If you dodge, you will have to fall back down.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair cop, but society's to blame.
Yeah.
Take a fall.
Oh, God. What was my, yeah, I'm
take
glad
a dive, Johnny.
Odd 7.
All right, you fall down in the back of the hill.
If that's impaled, though, that's...
He also impaled that you're on the side of it.
Yeah.
And he disappears. So you nearly... the bullet grazes your head. Doesn't do any damage, but you have a small, you know, cut on your head. And he disappears from view. He's gone on the other side of the hill. So, yeah. Yes, we know we can kill Aaron's character. He's the one who's bleeding. Melissa.
Okay, so I've still got my nose in the book, and I am hunting for clues, and I rolled a 17. So. All
right. You do find a reference to finding the path. It is, it says use the wand, and then the number 11, use the wand, which, and there's a number 11, which for out of character actually refers to something in Long Lost Friends. So if you want to figure that out, you should actually look in this book.
Okay.
Seven index. Yay. Prop.
Yes. Don't actually look in the book part, not in the commentary that other people wrote first. The actual book start, if you look in the table contents, like it doesn't start until like the page 100 or something like that, because they have this whole thing about like, oh, here's historical context and here's the blah blah blah. You want the actual
one. Is that the one that has multiple articles?
Yeah. Daniel Harms. So Did you find it?
I think so. 99?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's where the actual book starts, so you want to start in that section. Bill?
I'm doing science. flour and baking soda and salt and pepper and beer and...
Okay, so what are you trying to figure out?
Biscuits.
I'm just seeing what happens when I put different things in this thing.
Okay. What skill are you using? Matt, do you
natural
have...
Natural history.
Natural history. Give me a natural history check.
I'm doing science.
This will take you a couple rounds to accomplish.
Ought five.
All right.
I impale my science.
Okay. I'll give you the results in a bit. Tom, you're helping him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'll make my own science.
Well, what are you doing? You're holding the statue, so...
I'm going to see if I can, like, maybe figure out what this statue is supposed to be.
Give me an idea, Chuck.
See which one of us is a shapeshifter.
One.
Seriously?
One, yeah.
Yeah, you get a great idea. Johann Ritter, sorry.
Johann John Ritter, yeah. There you go.
Johann, had this book... He had this statue for years. It must have been part of his belief system. The book, he was always writing in his book, The Long Lost Friend. He made notes in there. You should look in that. So you have an urge to start looking at that. The one that she's looking at.
Hey, can I look at that?
Hold on, I'm busy.
Actually, I'll read over your shoulder.
Okay.
So the two of you are looking at that.
Do I still have the slime on my hands?
Yes, as long as you're holding it.
Oh, okay. It's not spreading, is it?
Nope. Just covers your hands. Which is, actually, the fact that it's staying at your hands is even more unnatural than the rest of it, so...
As long as it's not going any further than the hands, it's okay with me.
Yeah, sure. You're fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Alright, so Anne and Sean, you're both in the basement. What are you going to be looking at?
I will try to the shroud...
Okay, so you're looking at the shroud. When you go up to the shroud, you see there's something underneath it. clearly, something large and, that's probably a body. So, it's not immediately apparent until you start walking over and like, oh yeah, that's the outline of the human body. So,
that's where his wife went.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to peek under the shroud and see if I recognize the body.
All right, give me a sand check.
Wrong.
So I got an 81, and so I compare that to what my
sand. No, sand check. All right, you failed your sand check.
Yeah, because you're trying to roll under that and then progressively lower as you.
Everyone make a luck check.
Everyone
make a luck check, including Aaron's character.
Okay, so I fail.
All right, tell me who failed by the highest amount.
16. I got 84, so 34 off.
I succeeded.
All right.
I succeeded.
Tom?
I made.
So it's me.
You look at it. What are you doing? What are you doing this round? Are you following her, just watching what she's doing?
Well, I was looking at her, but...
Okay, looking at her. She's looking down at the shroud, and then she has this horrified reaction on her face. What are you going to look down, or are you going to continue just ogling her?
No, I'm going to actually go over and see what's going on.
All right, make a sand check.
Hey, I'm sane. 23.
Okay, you only lose 2 sanity.
Really?
It's your dead mother. It's his mother's corpse. Yes, your character's mother's corpse.
Man, we must not have been close. She gave me up for adoption, the witch.
You were raised by her. You were raised in this area, but you're a revolutionary.
You know, once the Marxist stuff started coming up, there was a definite split.
Again, caught skid.
Your character loses 4 sanity.
4 sanity.
Yeah. So it goes down by 4.
Marx's true heir.
Okay.
Screw
letter. Her face is horribly contorted in pain. It's not immediately apparent how she died. It doesn't look like she's been dead that long, but you're not a medical expert, so that's hard to tell.
If only we had one of those.
Yeah. That's what you see. You are kind of horrified. You don't look at anything else. So that's your round. So Aaron.
And he's now topped over the hill, correct? Alright.
I just
actually, that would be trapped, darn it. instead of navigate. You know what? If he's over the hill,
yeah.
Well, he'll probably get another pot shot if he's not just insisting on escaping. Made it. So.
Okay. All right, you're at three. You have one more, and you'll be right on him.
Okay.
So, Melissa?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I am getting excited because I found something that I think is important in the book, and so I'm going to show it to him and see if he also thinks that it's important.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it. Number 11 in the book is to make a wand for searching for iron ore or water.
Oh, a dowsing wand.
Bless you.
This cannot go horribly wrong.
On the first night of Christmas, between 11 and 12 o'clock, break off from any tree a young twig of 1 year's growth in the three highest names, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, at the same time facing towards sunrise. Whenever you apply this wand in searching for anything, apply it three times. The twig must be forked, and each end of the fork must be held in one hand, so that the third and thickest part of it stands up, but do not hold it too tight. Strike the ground with the thickest end, and that which you will desire will appear immediately. If there is any in the ground where... If there is any in the ground where you strike. The words to be spoken when the wand is thus applied are as follows. Archangel Gabriel, I conjure thee in the name of God, the Almighty, to tell me, is there any water here or not? Do tell me. If you search for iron or ore, you have to say the name. Only mention the name of what you are searching for.
All right, or Tom, give me an idea check.
7.
Okay, you suddenly have a memory start flooding into your mind, memories that are not your own, and you realize that there is such a wand that has been prepared in such a way in the basement, in the chest underneath the stairs, and that Mr. Ritter had the key on his person when he died.
The body.
Yeah. So give me a sand check. Any
other?
Yeah, I made it.
All right, one sanity.
I am one with the woods now. It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. So, that's what you realize.
I'll be right back.
Do you have any reaction, or are you going to the bathroom? What's happening?
He's holding the statue, which is covered in slime.
I'll set it down.
All right, you do so. You feel a horrible sensation as the slime retracts from your hand. You feel a slight head rush. You have to remove the barricades from the door first. So that'll take you around to do.
Okay.
So you start doing that. So he does that and starts going for the door. So you can react to that next round. Bill, what are you doing?
I impaled my do science check.
All right, give me a sand check.
9.
Give me an idea check.
Drink it.
Yep.
All right.
Don't say how you back on it.
All right, you have a... You go... Have a cosmic revelation. You realize this is a new form of life. A life more advanced and more...
Wait, he just created a life.
No, the slime is a new form. Yeah, discovered.
Okay.
Is a new form of life, a life of protean qualities. It absorbs every bit of food that it is given perfectly, but it still retains its mass. It seems to have an intelligence within it, and it seems to adapt perfectly within seconds of its environment. You realize, though...
Is it shaped like a cube?
It is not shaped like a cube. The fact that is around the statue means it has a purpose. It is intelligent. It has some sort of alien intelligence to it, because it is no animal, mindless animal, would hold its shape around a statue. To what purpose and to what reason, you cannot even imagine. But you realize that this everything you know about evolution, about science, is a mere shallow facade compared to what is truly out there. So gain 5 points of Cthulhu Mythos, lose 5 sanity as you are temporarily stunned by the revelation.
Do I just fugue as my temporary?
Yeah, fugue. Okay. You could be cackling to yourself and that kind of thing. So.
Does the ooze whispering defend the Gamma Quadrant?
Yeah, I was about to say, oh, this is the origin of all those jerk changelings. So.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, I was tempted to say that, but I didn't know what the level of trickiness of the group was on the group, so...
So, that is what Dylan is figuring out, and it's surely going to be fine. Everything's fine.
Nothing could be wrong with that.
It's fine. So, who is next?
The doctor.
No.
He acted in the door.
Yeah, he's one wrong.
Tom, you open the door.
It's in.
You head it. Well, Tom hits the door and gets it open and starts heading to the corpse. So.
And while we're looking at another corpse. So
you are going to a different place than where we are?
Tom is.
Okay.
Yeah, you reacted more badly to his mother's corpse than he did on his own.
Well, I'm being stoic.
Yeah. You're trying to impress someone.
He gave up his mother Russia.
So you're not. You can still act normally. You haven't been driven mad or anything yet. So you can. You've just seen the corpse. You haven't investigated it. You could look. You know, search the body literally. You could search the altar, or I mean, do something.
That's my mom.
Yeah. She recognized it. You all know each other. I mean, may not be friends, but you grew up in a small farming community in the 1920s. It's hard not to know who.
That's true.
I think I'll leave the body for now until we have more expertise.
All right, so you back away.
And I checked you mentioned there was a chest.
Yes.
All right, I'd like to check.
All right, so you back away from that, and you're like, let's look at the chest. All right. And
character's like, already was.
Yeah.
Now, the dead chest. Mother in the room sort of truncated all sort of sexual innuendo in my brain.
That killed your game. So you look at the chest and try it. It's locked.
There's always watching.
If you have locksmith, you can try and pick it.
I'm 26. I guess.
You can try.
What do you say? Hey, Mom.
19. So, yeah.
Oh, it's an old lock, and it's actually rather easy to pick.
Oh.
So you use a bobby pin or a pin or whatever, and just jimmy it open. And it pops, you open it up, and you can see just what it appears to be a lot of odd brickwrack. There are large, like, oversized, like, sticks and, like, little potions. If you have a cult, you could try to identify some of them. History at -10, you could identify some of them. So if you're looking at that.
I'll look at the history.
Did you find anything?
No, archaeology at -10 as well.
Sort of my history is... archaeology is a little... So I do like 50%.
Dang!
If it wasn't -10, I would have had
it. Yeah, it's not you. I mean, these are instruments. Do you write? Do you get it? All right, you don't know what they are. Aaron. All right, so you're going.
68, made it.
All right, you cross the hill. You're fortunate he only had one last bullet.
Use him up, you fool!
Yes. And he's going to shoot you again. So, but this time, he was waiting for you right on the other side of the hill.
I kind
of
figured.
Point-blank range.
Oh, shit.
Unless he rolls 100, he cannot miss. He rolls 78, he does hit you.
Okay, dodge up. See if I can get out of the way. 51, no, barely made, so he does hit me.
Alright, so. And this is a fight pool, so let's find out how many games.
This is the quickest I ever lost a character. This is going to be great.
You went out of your way.
No, I'm aware of this.
You tried.
No, you tried.
Hoping the rest would follow, I think.
No.
That's way too much planning.
Alright, it is, I will give it 2d6 plus 2.
What you say?
Yeah, so 5 plus 2, 7 damage.
Okay.
So you are tagged with a pretty heavy bullet.
It's fine.
So you stagger from the shot, but fortunately, thanks to adrenaline, you don't necessarily feel it. You feel like you're punched in the stomach. But yeah, so you can close into melee with him. So next round, you'll be able to hit him.
Yay!
And
vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. And he does have a nice club ready, i.e., his rifle. Anyway, Melissa. It seemed to have a visible reaction to Tom as he just sort of went into trance and then immediately went to the door.
Right, so I follow him and am yelling after him and trying to understand what he is looking for. Tell me what you're looking for.
There's something on the body. We need to go.
What's on the body?
Key.
A key to what?
Basement.
Okay, you know what it looks like?
A key.
Looks like a key.
Wait, we're in the basement. How can there be a key?
Well, no, we're out of the body, right? We're at the body.
Yeah, you're outside.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to search the body for the key.
All right.
Because I am on.
You, between the two of you, find a key. An old iron key. You also find a letter on his body. So.
Awesome. I have a letter, you have the key.
Yes.
Together. With our powers combined.
And who has the brand new pair of roller skates?
All right.
I am the letter carrier. Are you the key holder?
I am the key.
So, you haven't touched the slime yet, Bill, have you?
No.
All right.
You just poked it with a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. It absorbed everything, retained its own mass. It seems to... Yeah.
So,
I
can't... I mean, my curiosity has peaked now, and it ate the food, but it didn't, like, react to the food.
Yeah, it just absorbs it.
Can you still see the flecks of food?
It remains at
night.
All right, con times five check.
I want to touch it.
Nope.
All right, you shriek in pain as it feels like your fingers are on fire.
Is this worse or not as bad as the time I touched the electric fencer?
Worse.
Okay.
You do get a you can give me an idea check.
Nope.
All right. No. Ow. So you—that's your turn as you try to recover from the pain. As your hand temporarily goes numb. Yeah. All right. There we go. All right. So back in the basement, you two are still looking at a chest full of things that you can't really identify.
I actually go back over my mom because I have a suspicion that the capitalist swine murdered the poor lower class woman.
Okay.
So, are there any indications of foul play?
There's a gold bullet in her!
What skill are you? Do you have any medical skills or are you just going to use spot hidden?
I was going to use spot hidden or that.
Alright, spot hidden.
Nope.
Okay, she's dead. Like you
Jim.
It's hard to tell. You paw around. You just sort of move the thing. You do see she was held. Has something in her hand that she has a death grip on. So
literally,
yeah, quite literally.
You were adopted.
Wow.
Your true brother is named.
Oh, yeah. Carl. Hector. So.
Hector. He's nuts.
Don't ever trust him.
So, you can, next round, you can try and pry it out of Renan. That would be another sand check, though, if it's literally your brother. So, you can have someone else do it for you, and they won't have to make a sand check. So, you know. Anyway. Aaron, all right, you close in melee. You finally get to attack.
Punch.
All right, punch.
The keys. What?
Now we're that particular joke, so. All right, fine. So, that's fine. Okay. 77. God, no.
I thought you weren't using those dice anymore.
Yeah.
I forgot.
All right. He's going to try and club you with his rifle.
Okay.
He has a 50% chance with the rifle.
Okay.
Club. And he hits.
Can I try to dodge
you
out of the
way? Try and dodge.
So. How did I literally get 77
green
again?
Green dice?
Green dice. Yeah, Aurora dice suck.
All right. This is going to be used as a D4, so don't freak out too much.
Oh, no. It's a...
Yeah. So 8 damage.
I'm down.
Are you dead?
No, I'm just negative, so...
All right. You scream out in pain and fall over. And that's the last thing you remember.
No way, I take that back. I am dead.
Yeah, that's only -3.
Wow.
I'll give you a luck check to not totally die.
No, I'd accept this.
All right.
Great. I'll take the luck check. It's 97. Nope. Bye, Aaron. Wow.
You all hear a cry in the distance.
Less than 1 hour.
Wasn't it less than an hour? Damn. New record on me.
All right, Aaron.
Combat threat on this episode. Just
yeah. Good thing we have 5 more characters. Melissa, what are you
going to do? I'm so sorry. I didn't think you'd go out like this.
Really?
I suppose I should listen and realize that he's dead. Yeah. Someone needs to, know this. But
yes.
Also,
you didn't just assume he was dead.
Fair enough.
You recognize his voice.
Okay. So we're assuming
I've heard that scream before.
Yes, yeah. You recognize this, but well, you know he's either dead or heavily wounded.
As if, as if a frequently killed character suddenly cried out in terror.
And I'm not going to do anything about it. I recognize it, but I'm not going after him. So I'm going to open the letter instead.
All right, you start reading the letter.
He needs to.
Well, going out in the woods at night after someone's just been killed, probably.
Yeah, I'm not going in.
Yeah. All right.
Stopping by the woods on a bleeding evening.
So you start reading the letter. You'll find out the contents.
These woods, these are, I think I... Ow!
So, Bill...
Yeah,
Not
doing that again. That was a bad choice.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, so am I vaguely aware that like those two have gone downstairs and those two have gone outside?
Yeah, no one's trying to hide.
Yeah, all right.
If you want to make another character, I can print one out.
Don't worry.
Sorry. Yeah,
don't worry.
We can shoehorn you in. These families have lots of people.
No, it's going to be weird on the shoehorn.
Depending on how cultish this gets, we could resurrect his body and start puppet him around.
This is true.
Or if you resurrect Mom, I could play that. That could be equally awkward.
I call it the Weekend of Bernie's.
All right.
Keep going. I'm okay.
All right, so yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gosh. Science. Thank you. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go outside after these two to share my cosmic revelation.
Okay. So you rush out there and you start talking about how it's a new form of life.
Guys, you won't believe what I just figured out.
Yeah.
The goo on the statue is alive.
I know.
It ate food.
What are you talking about?
The statue, the girl with the jug, singular.
What do you mean it's alive?
It's the you know how it looks wet.
Yes.
That's gel of some sort on there, and it's life.
Skeptical.
I agree.
I'll show you.
All right. So you three are talking. So you exchange information so everybody knows what their other characters have revealed.
Right.
You can reveal to them the letter in a little bit. Tom, you find the key, so you head down. So you can head down to the basement. But these two have already opened it up. You see, and they're looking at the wand, which you know about, along with other things. So you are you going to risk the sand check to pry open?
Well, I actually say, hey, there's something in her hand.
Can I do it for him?
Yes.
Understanding that this is his poor dead mother.
So you can do that. You don't have to make a sand check for it, although it is rather... it is an amulet, and it has the same strange star symbol on it that you had seen on the basement door. It seems to be a symbol of... yeah. You know which one it is, so what star-like symbol would be. So yeah, you find that, and you can also see that there is a wound on her chest, a dark wound, like old, covered in blood. Well, not super old, like it's probably what killed her. You can't tell if it's a bullet hole or a knife wound or what, but yeah. It was, like, right here, so... anyways, what are you doing?
I'm back at the box, because I can't look. So I'm looking at the stick.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the stick?
Yes, there are symbols.
Okay. Is it a star?
You do see one star on it. It's on the base of the stick where it was cut off.
Okay. Can I snap it in anger?
Seriously?
if you want to, well, Tom sees you, so he starts walking in there, and he is looking at the thing, so you can, but Tom will see you. So.
Oh, you found it!
Yes.
We probably shouldn't do that.
Who's gonna stop me?
I'm not, because, you could clearly take me, and but I think we should explore this before we break it.
But...
Maybe you should tell him what it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. At that point, I feed him exposition of what we discovered from upstop.
This is actually making me angrier, because it sounds like a cult killed my mom.
Also, he sounds like he's crazy, because he's talking about having someone else's memories.
Oh, I already knew he was crazy.
All right, so...
he was in the way when I was trying to...
All right, so you want to break it or not?
I want to break it.
All right, you break
Can
it.
I
Well, you were grabbing the amulet this round.
Oh, okay. So I can't say anything.
Yeah, so you're focused on that. You hear a snap behind you. You see he's broken the wand. Anyway.
I'm an impetuous, angry
now
youth.
We just have to wait till Christmas.
Fair enough. Aaron, you're dead.
It's tomorrow.
You're still dead. So, Melissa, you start reading the letter to them, and it says...
whatever you do, don't...
It's addressed to Johan, and it says, our time is at an end. We need to bring the next generation in as keepers.
Sell your stuff.
They must keep the traditions alive. They must know to open the door, which is, and then there's a later reference to 129. Once they have found the path, they must open the door. The power of the stinging statue is very great. We must keep the traditions alive, to not let it fall in the hands of the English.
Because the English are scum.
Yeah. No, wait. Pennsylvania Dutch, not far removed from Mennonites, for whom the English are everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yes, for the listeners at home.
They're still scum.
Yes, outsiders. So you get a lot of information. They apparently were trying to bring you in here to... Their traditions, something about power, something about opening the door, finding the path, that kind of thing. So...
the key and the door, right?
So, yeah. Anyway, there's also a reference at the end to Matthew 8:24, which, with a library use check or a knowledge check at -10, you can Google it.
I did not get it.
All right. So you don't recognize it off the top of your head. So, Tom, what are you going to do?
Yes, what are you
doing? Yeah, back in the basement.
What is he supposed to unlock?
The chest, which they've already opened.
And that was...
Yes, you recognize what the objects are. They're tools of the occult used by Johan and the other members of the Keepers of the Old One for their various rituals, which were all prescribed in The Long-Lost Friend. So anything, any object you can imagine that would be in there would be in the chest, at least one of. You can give me an idea check.
Yeah.
That's one wand, but obviously your parents and other family members, if they believe in the old ways, would probably have a dousing wand as well. So you could go to one of their houses and get another one. That's certainly not the only one in this county.
Do you have the keys to the dowsing wand? Yeah. I need it for reasons.
I'm actually going to go, crack open a Bible.
Okay.
Justify what I Googled.
Okay.
I'll make it.
All right, so Matthew 8:24.
Yep. I know I probably should do King James Version, but who cares? Top result is NIV, so here
yeah.
We go. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping.
Yes, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. So, yeah. Something about storms and being asleep. So what are you two doing, Anne and John? In the basement.
There were symbols on the wall, right?
Yes.
I start punching symbols on the wall.
Okay, they're carved into stone, so you can do that. Give me a punch check. If you fail, you will take damage, as you're punching a stone wall.
So what do I roll?
Fist.
Fist.
Okay. Yeah. Do I get a bonus since martial arts?
No, that just lets you do more damage normally, but that's against people. It's literally a stone wall.
I do not hurt myself.
You do not hurt yourself.
I'm a total badass.
You are a total badass.
I like the dude from Raid 2.
There you go.
Prison cell.
Yes.
Do any of the symbols start to break on the wall? Or
they're carved into it. They're pretty... No, there are no hidden doors that you find.
Okay. I thought that's what would happen from my impotent little rage bout.
It was a good theory.
Where you had the martial arts echolocation. Oh, there's something hidden here.
And what about you?
Can I try to talk to him and persuade him to calm down? Not use his fist.
You can roleplay that out. If you want to, you make a persuade check. If you want to be have your character persuaded, that's up to you, Sean.
I mutter something about that damn Ritter. He killed my mother.
Okay.
I should have shot him when he was coming towards the door. And then I start being calm and silent, but I still look crazed.
Okay. So he stops punching the wall.
Okay.
So that's an improvement, but now he's muttering. Maybe it's not an
improvement. No, the muttering is done now.
Yeah, all right. So he's just silent and brooding.
No. We should probably go get another wand.
Probably. We probably needed that.
Yeah, so you have something else to look up if you want, so... Yes.
I got it.
All right. So you can give me... Actually, Melissa, you can give me an idea check.
Okay.
Because you've been getting a lot of information that's filling in holes in your knowledge.
90. Oh.
Okay. You don't get... It doesn't come to you right away now, but if you have a theory about what's going on, you can voice it to the others. And I will confirm or deny if it is right.
A theory about what's going on?
Yes.
Well, the others. Does she have to come to the basement?
No, just whoever she's around. She doesn't have to be the entire party.
I know that everyone was in the basement.
No, she's upstairs.
We're upstairs. I'm looking at a Bible. She's reading the long lost friend.
Yes.
Okay, so I tell Bill's character, right, Carl, that I think that Johan brought us all here tonight, and he was going to show us something, teach us the old traditions. Mm-hmm. And that's why we were all chosen, and I think that we should try to figure out what his wishes were and follow them even though he is gone in order to honor tradition and his memory.
Okay. That's so far you're right. That's not the entire picture, but that's you're certainly on the right track.
Do you
Nope.
You can pick up the statue.
Do they come downstairs and tell us what they think?
I would assume so, yeah. At this point, combat's over, so you guys can sort of...
Okay, you know what? So I'll do it. Yeah. I'll go pick up the statue.
Countdown's back.
Nope.
All right, you grab it. You grab the statue. You are overwhelmed with pain. You involuntarily retract your hands. You take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
I'll pick it up again. See if I missed anything.
Count times five.
Good idea. Get to it before I do.
Whatever. Nine. That statue's going to kick your ass.
yeah, same as before. You're briefly on fire, but then it comes to a calm. So you can give me an idea check.
Yes.
Perhaps this was something... There was something to this long-lost friend stuff, but in combination with the statue... Maybe if you tried something while holding what recited one of these things with a statue.
Hmm. I should look at
the passages from the book.
There's quite a few spells in there. All kinds of stuff, like ones that make you bulletproof. According to that, there actually is one that's
really
quite, yes.
Does it involve sprinkling water over you?
I don't remember. There's ones. There's all kinds of ones. Well, there's ones like to kill your enemies.
All right, I'll try some of the ones.
You just flip through the book. You don't have to say right now. Don't get popcorn butter on it. But you don't have to...
Well, why don't you tell me some of them in there so I don't have to flip pages. And...
So while you guys are doing that...
Because actually, it fits. My hands are currently buried in the slimy stuff.
I'll read them.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
It starts on page 99.
It's like a Hallmark movie. What the dead man read?
Once more popcorn, there's boxes over there.
I'll next charms for later.
If you look at it...
That's really about all I need.
See, like, there are all these things with, like, numbers on them, so...
to stop bleeding. That would have been nice.
Yeah. So, to stop bleeding, yes.
Is there to bring back the dead?
No, there's no...
That's an affront to whatever God.
Let's see here. to heal burns. A good cure for wounds.
He could just be mostly dead.
Yeah, he... No one went out to go after him as soon as he died. He kind of, yeah.
He's fine, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm good. I'm
charm
good.
Against shooting, cutting, or thrusting. So, a charm against firearms. See? Protection against all kinds of weapons.
I cast magic circle against firearms, 15-foot radius.
Yes. Something like that. All right, so as a group, you can decide, you can take a larger thing about what you want to do. You can go to another farmhouse and try and get another wand. You could, there is the town, and the other thing is, it's only early evening at this point. You could try and track down the guy who shot Mr. Ritter, trying to figure out who did that.
Jesus, you're useless.
So, if you want to recite one of those things, you should actually recite it. But
I've got track at 30% if there's a tracking anything.
Well, you could go up and find out what happened to
Aaron's character. I'll recite the one for protection against firearms.
Can I try to persuade them not to?
All right. You have to roleplay that out. So
okay.
Ross will not let you mind use control. Your dice mechanics to mind control other players.
Yeah. That's why he's
a horrible monster.
People actually complained when I did that once. Like, I ran a game at a convention in St. Louis, and like someone wanted to do that. I was like, no, you can't take away another character from a player. And he was like, what? That's terrible. I should just be...
Like, unless it was like an actual mind control power.
Yeah, if you had a magic spell or something.
Yeah, but no, he... And he even blew
anyway,
up the forums.
So you have a lot of options, so it's more about what you want to do overall. You have a mystery in front of you. Mysterious assailant. Weird cult. Strange artifact. What do you want to do?
I'm reciting that one.
Okay, you'll actually have to recite it, so my one... Wash your hand.
Here.
Oh, do you want me to read it for him?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Reed.
Okay, I'll let Aaron do it. He can be the spell reader.
Let the dead speak.
Give him a purpose.
So, all right. No, it's fine. Don't worry. Did you want protection against all kinds of weapons? Or a charm against firearms?
All weapons.
Jesus, God, and man, do thou protect me against all manner of guns, firearms, long or short, of any kind of metal. Keep thou thine fire like the Virgin Mary, who kept her fire both before and after her birth. May Christ bind up all firearms in a manner, after the manner of his having bound up himself in humility while in the flesh. Jesus, do thou render harmless all arms and weapons, like unto the husband of Mary, the mother of God, at he having been harmless likewise. Furthermore, do thou guard the three holy drops of blood which Christ sweated on the Mount of Olives. Jesus Christ, do thou protect me against being killed and against burning fires.
Oh, both!
Yes, that's important. Jesus, do thou not suffer me to be killed, much less be damned, without having received the Lord's Supper. May God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost assist me in this. Amen.
All right.
Does this mean I can't beat the living crap out of
him? Tom, how many magic points are you going to wager on this?
6.
All right. Out of how many?
16.
All right. Okay. You recite them. You feel slightly different. It's hard to say. It's you
can believe.
A little tingly, yeah. Other than that, nothing... everyone can be spot hidden at half if you're actually watching Tom after he recites it.
Absolutely. This is better than the picture shows.
Yeah.
Nope.
Seething in blind rage.
All right.
You're really doing a good job of holding on to that blind rage.
All right, so did anyone make it?
No.
All right, you don't see anything obvious happen to Tom, but if he said it, you feel a little tingly.
Then... I don't know if it really did anything.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, hit me.
Well, I mean, it is protection against weapons.
Here, let me test.
No. I'm actually going to go see if maybe my mother or my family has another one of those wands.
Okay, well, they're about 5 miles away. Farmhouses and whatnot.
I'll go back to where I left the horse.
Okay.
Right there.
All right, so you cast a spell. Are you carrying the statue with you?
Yeah.
You can't.
On the horse?
How big is the statue again?
It's probably about this tall, this wide.
Put it with you in the saddle. Come on, you're riding with me.
There is a case for it.
I'll put it back in the case.
You put it back in the case. It's kind of awkward to strap to the saddle, but I'll say you can figure out a way to do it.
I went to school.
Yeah, you do that. So that Tom is getting ready to go. He recites it. Nothing obvious seems to happen.
Have a veterinarian cart with him.
This personally wasn't on business, so
can't use that for the count.
So you would have access to one, but you didn't bring it.
All right, I'm gonna go get another one of those wand things.
I don't think you should. I don't think we should pursue this Kabbalist nonsense that's been corrupting our society and corrupting our youth and screwing up the system for everybody else.
You do know that, yeah, because of those murders a few months ago, that the press and the police, no one wants to have anything related to do with the long lost friend or magic or anything.
Well,
like
I still think if this was something that someone was willing to kill for, there's got to be something to this.
Yes, there clearly is.
So I want to see what
so you're telling me this could lead to who killed my mom?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on board. I can go with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with him.
Get on the back of the horse with him.
I can just run after the horse. I'm that much of a badass, apparently.
What's your con?
The con is 14.
Yeah. He's pretty much a hoss. Well, if you have riding, you can. Anybody with riding or drive, put points into riding or driving, could have.
I have a ride of 75.
Right, you have a horse, obviously. In fact, you can give me. I would say that actually, there, Mr. Ritter's actual farm and barn is nearby. About a quarter mile of away, so you could go there and just liberate one of his horses.
I'm going to, and I'm going to see if he has a tractor.
Sure.
I'm going to do it, Ross.
You're going to use Operate Heavy
Machinery? Operate Heavy Machinery.
Finally.
Holy shit. I have to post this game now.
The things my track.
You fail.
I fail at Operate Heavy Machinery.
By how much?
Pretty bad.
You rolled a 98.
So, yeah.
You lose your...
I rolled a 47.
You crashed the fucking tractor.
You lose an arm to the combine.
I unhitched the combine. I'm not an idiot.
It crashes in the side of the barn. It makes a loud noise. People are going to be able to hear that even from this distance. So, you can keep going, but people are going to find, like, what happened to the barn? You know.
For the next generation of
probably
business.
Within the hour, there's going to be people, other farmers here to figure out what happened.
All right. Well, so, on.
So rifle shot wouldn't necessarily do that, but certainly this would. So you've gotten one star now in terms of police interest.
Yes. GTA, York County, Pennsylvania.
Yes. All right. So you two are all three of you going to the... Someone else?
I'm
other
sorry,
people? Yeah.
GTT, York County, Grand Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. So,
there's your title.
Is everyone going to Tom's parents' house to get a wand, or are you guys going to split up?
I don't think we should leave the women completely alone in the house where there is a dead woman.
No, well.
Not that you provide much protection.
Ooh. I like how nobody's like, yeah, he's dead. Let's not even worry about him.
He always made his own choices.
Exactly.
I figured he was dead when he started running out the door.
Yeah. He would be a man, he'd just be a nonconformist.
All right.
Did you say that there were other things in the chest with the wand?
Yes.
Okay,
there's
so
quite
I
a
have
bit of
a cult.
Yep.
So
go ahead, give me
help. Have a look in the chest, and I succeed.
You recognize it. They're all tools that would be used in the long-lost friend. Various herbs, various plants. There are... basically anything, any material component that is mentioned in long-lost friend, you would find in there. So it also has a bit of pottery, like a broken shard of pottery. The shard... has the same sort of symbols on it, but there's so give me an idea check.
I succeed.
Okay, with that, you actually remember, or you seem to recall some of your parents and the other people you were following as you were learning about the folk traditions, the path. You guys, this was the sort of the career that they wanted for you as being one of these keepers. And they mentioned a lot of things about the translation and refer back to the translation or the Holy Scripture. And they weren't talking about the Bible, and you realize they were talking about translating some sort of bit of ancient writing. And you realize this is the source, pottery shard. So there's got to be a translation somewhere in someone's book. Maybe in John Ritter's actual, or Johann Ritter's actual house. which is, again, next to his barn, a quarter mile away. Oops. So,
that's going to complicate things.
Yeah, well, you've got, like, an hour. They're not going to be, they don't have a super fast response time. So if you run, you hear a big crash and you rush outside and you're like, oh, God. backed out of the barn wrong, so.
Okay, so I'm going to head towards the main house.
Yes. All right, so you rush over there. And what about
not
you?
I'm used to these all over jobs.
So everyone else is going.
You can give me an idea check.
Oh, okay. So, not 90.
Okay, well, you know what you know. What are you going to do?
I'll head over with Melissa's character to see if I can be of help.
Okay, so you want to find out more. So you're heading to the house. You still have the book with you, the long lost friend. Mm-hmm. So you do of course, all of you realize now all of your families have copies of this book. It's very popular, so you could find your own copy if you go to your family. So team wand.
My year old riot or anything?
You're not, no, as long as you're I would say
keeping a decent
you're
got
not
two
being
people
chased
with an urn on your horse.
Yeah. you're not, yeah, as long as you're not doing anything unusual, you're fine. So it's like driving in that respect. You're just sort of trotting out.
Look, easy now.
Yeah.
No stunts right now.
Yeah.
That comes later.
Probably. so the three of you are heading to that house. Melissa and Anne actually get to Johan's house first. The door is actually ajar, and you see that one of the windows is broken. Looks like somebody shot the house several times. So you, I assume, go in. Johan is a widower. His wife died 5 years ago.
Okay, but I'm still going to be sneaky about it because...
Okay, who knows? All right. Are you going to be sneaky as well?
Yes.
Give me a sneak or a hide check, whatever's higher.
I failed by 3.
Okay.
I don't know why you wrote.
Both of you give me listen checks.
I succeed.
I succeed by a lot.
Both of you hear creaking upstairs. It's a 2-story house, and it stops as soon as you cross the threshold and step on a creaky board. Well, it seems like you're both aware of each other, so you don't know who the presence is.
Marco!
You two can decide what you're going to do.
Marco!
Marco!
What room are we in?
You just walked in this.
Did you bring a lamp with us?
The kitchen is nearby.
Can I look around for anything that could be used as a weapon?
Spot hidden, plus 10.
Right.
All right, you're looking around. It's dark. Like, okay. There are no lights. So even though it's a kitchen and you've been in here before for, various holidays and whatnot, it's hard to find things in the dark. Mm-hmm. So you
don't have a lantern with us.
You could, but I assume you extinguished it. Well, you would have the lantern.
Right.
So she goes off to the kitchen, just rushing out, not even sneaking. Like, okay. are you going to follow after her to get a what?
Yeah, I will follow after in the kitchen, and I'm looking for a very large butcher's knife that I have seen in here previously, and I think I know where it is.
Okay. If you're bringing a lantern in, okay, so you're both not even trying to be sneaky.
Right.
You'll get one at the next round, so you'll spend this round searching for it, and you'll get it. So team wand. You're coming on your family's house. What is your character's last name?
Van Graaff.
The Van Graaff house. There are lights on. Your parents are home.
They tend to party at night.
Yes.
How old are your parents?
Well, I'm 26, so they're probably about...
Well, it's only
they're 18 years older than I am.
Yeah, yeah. They're 45-ish.
Yeah, they're it's only like 7:30.
And they very much don't believe in prohibition.
So
good hooch.
Yeah.
That's what
the tractor's with them, so they hear the tractor coming. because I assume Bill's going with them, and so they get out.
I still got the track.
Went through a barn wall, but like you like clipped one of the walls, made a lot of noise.
This is like a giant steel track.
It's a track,
I mean, the '20s are reasonable for still being a steel wheel.
So.
I have a mental image of like Willy Wonka's little train.
Yeah, so you made a lot of that. Was the penalty for failure? It's not that you wrecked it; it's that you
awesome.
Made, people are going to be coming to the farmhouse soon. So your parents come out, and your mother and the father are just like, look at you. Why are you down?
We were at Old Man
Ritter.
Old Man Ritter's place.
What happened? What is going on?
He's dead.
Someone
killed him.
And my mom.
And he was carrying this.
Conrad, oh, I'm so sorry.
He was carrying this.
Oh my. Come in.
I mean, we opened it, and I touched the thing, and then we read some of this stuff. I felt tingly, but...
Oh, no, everything is... it is... bastard! It is,
I had memories put
Jacob's
in my
fault.
Mind.
It is Jacob's fault. That bastard, he must have... He is so greedy!
I had some memories put in my head that weren't mine.
All right, so come in the house. All right, so everyone gets in that. The three of you get in the house.
Did you steal a tractor?
Borrowed? Honestly, you can't steal from
that. That was pretty amazing.
He just redistributed the tractor. Let it go.
I have seized the means of production.
Exactly. Bravo. A fellow revolutionary. Finally. And then backward.
Two names. Two reminds of neophyte Marxist revolutionaries. So, all right, so the three of them, so your parents are going to explain to you a few things. So we
all settle down.
Yeah,
for
exposition. Yes. So the two of you, you both find knives.
Okay.
And you hear a woman's voice coming from above.
Knife
you. Hello. Who's down there? I live here. I have a gun. I'll use it.
Okay, so I
Marco!
And say, no, you don't live here. No one lives here. The one who lives here is dead. Who are you?
You can give me knowledge check and you recognize the voice.
Okay. If I recognize the voice?
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize it.
Her name is Anne, Anne Breuer, and she is another family that lives here. She's also in her 20s, and they're sort of, you know, ambitious family, farming family, trying to do better, trying to be more modern. One of those people you know, but you don't, you know, kind of an acquaintance.
Okay.
Friends of friends of friends, basically.
So I yell upstairs, Anne Breuer, is that you? What are you doing here?
What was your character's name?
Gladys.
Who's that? Who are you?
It's Gladys. Gladys Clemens.
Gladys? Look, can I come down? You're not gonna attack or anything? Who's with you?
Dottie Windholtz.
Oh, hi. I'm coming down.
Oh, hi.
I have a gun. I don't know how to use it. Just don't jump out at me or anything.
Okay, we have knives, but it's not for you.
Okay, so we're all armed.
Come down slowly.
All right, I'm coming down.
It's a Dutch standoff.
Anne's bringing a gun.
This is a very polite standoff.
Yeah, it's a very polite standoff. So Anne's going to give you exposition, too. So,
it's a Canadian standoff.
So,
please don't hurt me.
What Anne tells you is...
Only we had known. A certain remedy to stop bleeding, which cures no matter how far away a person be away, if only his first name is rightly pronounced when using it.
No one hears his real name.
Yeah. So, Anne explains that her brother Jacob was trying to steal something from Old Man Ritter. Because it was worth a lot of money, or it would make him really powerful.
Thank you.
She wasn't sure exactly what, but there is Old Man Ritter found out about it, but thought it wasn't. Jacob thought it was her parents. You know, their parents who were behind the scheme to steal it. So he killed their parents, or her And sort of crying. So my parents are both dead. I don't know how. I thought this hexing stuff was crazy, but they just dropped dead where they were. And everything's gone crazy, and Jacob's trying to get something from Johan, and Johan was trying to hex my... So she starts babbling, so there's some sort of power struggle over this object, or this, which you can figure out it's the statue. And she's saying something about, like, old man Johan was desperate because tomorrow is the equinox, and they had some big ritual where they brought it out, and that's why they had to find it, because otherwise they hid it. So if they don't do this ritual tomorrow, everything's going to go really bad. But she doesn't, you know. Anyways, that's what you guys are also hearing. Okay. That there's an old tradition in your community, the keepers of the old one, and that every year at the vernal equinox, which is tomorrow, March 20th, that you had to do a certain ritual, but only the people who were parts of the thing knew what the ritual was, how to do it, or where it was performed, or anything like that. But if it didn't, doom would befall the community. And that the statue was something that everyone recognized was very important because it had a lot of power. So you have to find out where this ritual is being held. Your parents are only in sort of acolytes. They weren't fully inducted. They do know that you have to use the dowsing wand to find the path. And then there's a door. And then after you get past the door, then you have to know what to do. You have to figure out what the ritual is. There's only one other person who would know that. That's maybe the murderer, Billmore. He's in jail now. You'd have to talk to him. He might know what the actual ritual is because he stole all kinds of secrets. But if Johan's dead, then, you know... they seem to believe that that it's really important to do this ritual by tomorrow. Otherwise, everyone's going to die. But, you know. So.
Yeah, we should probably visit him.
Yeah. So you believe them, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, she said it's very powerful. Don't misuse it. Because it can... there are limits to what it can do, but it can... Yeah.
Do quite a bit.
Yeah. So they don't know why who would want to kill Johan, though. So... You don't know who you can trust. So anyway, so those are the three of you. You can ask questions if you want.
Why would my mom be dead? Well, why would they have killed my mom? Why would she be dead at Ritter's house?
Because she was one of the assistants. She was one of the acolytes. She was being she was one of the ones who helped with the preparing for the ritual.
Was she coerced into this?
No, it's a tradition. It's been passed down for generations. Ever since
it's always tradition.
Yeah. It's just how the way it is. The keepers, the old ones, after they perform their first ritual, the first time, they believe it is the truth that we have to do it. It was her belief.
Okay.
Yeah, her. So, anyway, so that's what the three of you find out. Aaron is just like, what?
Sorry,
yeah.
Ignore me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little dead right now.
Yeah.
Sitting here.
So, if you have, do any of you have questions for the people you were talking to? No?
How did she end up in the house? Did she follow her brother?
Well, I was trying to find the thing. I was trying to find a thing. If I could give it to him, then, or find out something about what it was, then maybe he would just get it and nobody would get hurt. And they did kill my parents.
They? I thought you said that your brother.
Well, Johan killed our parents.
Oh.
Because he used his hex. I thought it wasn't true, but they died right in front of me. They clutched their hearts and they gasped and their skin went all dry.
Why do you think it was Johan that hexed your parents?
Because that's what he said he would do, because he thought my parents were the ones who were going to steal the whatever it was. Not Jacob. So he hexed them and then they died a short while later. The skin dried up. They gasped. It was terrible. I can make psychology checks if you want.
Yeah, I passed too.
Okay. You realize that what she's telling is the truth, but this isn't her only motive for doing this. You realize that she is also ambitious, and certainly this artifact is very valuable, either just to use it or perhaps to sell it. And so she is trying to find out not only to get revenge, but to make a profit.
So I'm going to mislead her.
Okay.
I'm going to lie to her and tell her that Johan showed up at, well, running towards the house with a large container, and when we opened it, it was empty.
Okay, give me a fast talk check.
Fast talk or persuade?
Fast talk, that is the deception skill. And you make that check, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, so you two talk to each other for a moment, and like you tell her that it was the empty, and she believes you.
Okay.
So teamwork, yay!
Yay.
And she's, where could it be? It must be here. You help me look. I'll split. I mean, you know, we need to do the. I need your help for this. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll help.
Yeah. So you're looking for the translation, and you, so give me a library use, spot hidden, or, yeah, library use or spot hidden.
I pass library use.
I don't.
Okay, so you find it. There is a thin leather-bound journal, but it is kept under a desk, taped underneath it, so people wouldn't find it. And, of course, to read it, you're going to have to get out of sight of Anne, because she is...
Right, so out. I... Slip it in the folds of my skirt.
Do you have conceal?
Would it help if I distracted Anne in a conversation?
Yes, it would. Okay. That would be fast talker. Just
okay.
Right.
I pass.
All right. What are you talking to her about? Are you trying to get more information out of her? All right.
I'm trying to see if I can get anything else.
You find out that last time I saw Jacob, he was going in the woods. He put on this, mask so people wouldn't see him, and then he stuffed his pockets full of shells.
Does he have poor aim?
Well, you know, he was a little drunk, too.
Okay.
When he's sober, he's a great shot.
A drunk man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled a 52 against a 35.
On which one?
Conceal.
Okay, let's see if she sees it. She has a 40% chance of seeing it. But she does not see it. You distracted her just enough that she looks over at you, but fortunately you've turned
her shadows.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
This is a relatively poor county. She could be myopic and not have glasses.
This is also true. Good. Yeah, good point.
Not good
all right. So you get the book. You talk to her. Now, if you want to read it, you need to. You can just sneak away and try. You can try and keep her occupied, or you can both like try and split up. So you have the book, it's in your possession, so what are you gonna do?
Okay, so I would like to take it back to the farmhouse, to the lodge.
Okay, you can certainly walk back, to the side of death, but, two people have died next to it, and the third on
okay,
the...
Okay, fine, I will go to, the barn, which is nearby, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna head to the barn to try to...
All right, and we'll see if you, and we'll see you leave, unless you
What's
make a sneak check.
What's left of the barn?
Okay, I'll try
to wall. It's got three more, at least.
So you're saying you broke through the fourth wall?
All right,
wall?
So you, she doesn't see you leave.
Okay.
So you notice your friend, leaving.
I'm going to assume I know what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I suggest to Anne that we search the house together, and
okay.
Maybe she
All right.
overlooks something as
okay.
a distraction.
All right, so give me another fast talk check. This will determine how long she's distracted.
I got over.
Okay, so not very long? Did you fail your check?
Yes, I did.
All right. So you barely have time to get to the barn before she's like, hey, where's Gladys?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she didn't get in the bathroom.
Well, it's just
over
there. I don't
know. Maybe it's number two.
Dysentery.
And you have cholera.
Well, we should find her. I mean, it's dangerous out here. I mean,
I
maybe
Johan... her privacy.
There are some suspicious squirrels. Too.
There's Johan could kill her. I mean, there's all kinds of... Who knows? I mean, there's these people are crazy about this thing.
I thought she knew Johan was dead.
Did you tell her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Johan had helpers. I mean, it was a whole... Practically a cult of these people believing these crazy things. Or, you know, who knows? We can't trust anyone.
Well, let's search the house for some...
No, we need to find Gladys.
I'm not that worried about her. She's
all right, now she's suspicious of you. You're not worried about your friend? People have died? My parents have died. Johan's dead. People are dying everywhere. We need to find her. What are you hiding from me?
Okay, we can go searching together.
All right. So
behind the shed.
The barn's the closest place. Let's search that first.
I think we have more luck at the lodge.
The lodge?
What? Why would she be in the barn?
I don't know. Maybe she was attacked and dragged back there. Yeah. All right, so you're going to convince her. All right, that would be a persuade check to convince her to go to the lodge.
I got it matched exactly.
You make it.
Okay.
You go up to the lodge.
Okay.
And she sees Johan's corpse. And she screams.
Does she have to do a sanity check?
She does. And she...
Bravo.
She goes screaming into the woods as soon as she sees his corpse. She does not handle death very well.
That problem.
She runs into the house, into the basement, where she sees another corpse.
And runs off to the woods where she'll inevitably encounter another corpse.
It does. So she's running in the woods.
Is she running in our direction?
No, she's running towards Aaron's corpse direction.
Eventually.
It'll take her some time to get up to Aaron. Aaron ran quite away. Are you going to leave her be? Or are you going to try and
I'm
going to
let her run into the woods. Yes.
Okay, so you're rushing back to the barn. As you rush back to the barn, you can see lights in the distance, which you can tell are lanterns hung from mechanical carriages or, you know, cars or horses. People are coming to this direction.
I would have warned Melissa about that.
All right, so you rush in there. You do have time to read it, so give me one library use check.
Okay.
I'm over by 3.
With over by 3, that's not too bad, actually. You do get something about a passage. You're not sure exactly what it's in reference to, but you do know the number 183. The section in the book that it is referring to.
Yeah.
Much curiosity is being...
So, anyways, the three of you back at the house, you have the wand in hand.
Okay.
So what are you going to do? You don't have to recite the whole thing for the wand. Since we were done that. So you can use the wand to find a thing. What do you want
the
to
path.
Find? The path. Alright, so you're holding the statue and the wand.
Yeah.
Actually, the other two of you who are watching this, go ahead and give me a sand check. Well, you've used that thing enough, but definitely Sean needs to. Holy shit. You lose one sanity. It's two sanity, actually. The statue, yeah, that's clearly unnatural, the way that slime is around, extruding around the statue.
Thank you, Fuller.
I want to smash it.
You did want to smash it. But perhaps... You'd have to touch it, or perhaps the slime wouldn't like that. You're not sure what it would do in that case. So
you pull a bullet and then it's going to break. So
what about making a grab for the other wand?
Presto momentum.
Yeah. So you use it. It goes up to points of direction in the darkest section of forest in the cavity. Or do we either? Do you have navigate?
Nope.
Aaron's character did, I think.
Well, let's see what we can do.
We can roll for it anyway.
No.
All right. Well, you don't know. If you're pointing in a direction, you don't know where it's going.
Well, then I'll follow it.
All right.
Way off.
Well, you're following the wand at this point, so it doesn't matter. You will go there. You just don't know where you're going.
Magical GPS.
As you're going there, you do see there is a large group of people, like 5 or 6 on horseback and 2 cars, heading towards Old Man Ritter's place.
Hey,
the proletariat is rising up.
Conrad, no one believes your crazy theories. Go and find a nice girl. Go find a nice girl and start a pharma.
Brad.
Look,
I did find a nice girl, but then my dead mom interfered.
A large crash at Old Man Ritter's place. Are you driving? Start riding the pilot, driving.
No.
Yeah, all right, the tractor. All right, so they had you.
We've abandoned.
Your Tom parents give you another horse, so you can ride the horse. And as long as you're not,
how many of us are on this horse by this point?
There's probably you can all have a horse now.
Okay,
and you can all do the basic. Yeah. Poor stuff. Without having to have the skill. It's only when you're being chased or,
only when it might be interesting.
Yes.
So they all have the basic skills of an equestrian?
Probably.
There you go.
You are from a rural background. So they ask you what happened. Are you going to tell them a lie or just move on? They don't have any reason to believe you have anything to do with it. But they're heading to... Yeah,
I'm going to look unassuming.
Okay, so you're looking unassuming. You can just let them go. You don't have to try and mislead them or anything. So, Tom,
heard of what now?
I'm focusing on totally on what I'm doing.
Okay, you put the statue away, but you have the wand in hand, but you can
Lord be with you.
people just think it's a switch or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and you?
I'm lost in thought, thinking this is a bad idea.
All right.
Okay, fine. I will tell them that his other house was attacked by a gunman.
All right, that's a fast talk check.
I'm not lying.
It's still
a fast talk check.
Like, you sure it's not persuade?
You're talking about the lot. Well, not,
well, I guess if you're, if
I'll roll
direct him to the place where all the bodies are. Sure.
No. I'm going to tell him that the gunman came up and attacked the house and then fled into the woods.
So I've decided to roll a persuasion.
You don't know about
back
his house. Only they know about that his main house actually got shot up. You left.
I'm sorry. I was talking about a gunman attack, the lodge, and then
okay, the lodge.
His other house.
Okay, yeah, you can. I mean, actually,
trying
you don't
to obfuscate just a little bit and not calling it the lodge. That's probably right. A bad plan.
Yeah, yeah. There's his house. And
can I roll a persuade to back him up?
All right, yeah, both of you roll.
Back up the story. It succeeds. Yeah,
yeah,
and
big time.
Damn it, so close. I succeed. I almost impale. All
right. All right, so what are you hoping that they'll do? I mean, if they
take off after the gunman.
Okay, take off after the gunman. All right, yeah. So you can focus more on which way the gunman went rather
uh-huh.
than like.
And one of our companions, I forget, Hector.
Yeah.
Took off after him, and we haven't seen him since.
All right.
Can you help us find Hector?
All right, well.
Yes. Sure. Where is Hector?
You don't have to. Well, why don't you show us?
Where is Hector?
No.
Where is Hector?
We don't know. We don't know.
All right, the way that the gunman went is the opposite direction of where you need to go for the path. So they're asking you to go with them to show you. So what is your excuse to not go with them?
Well, what's her name and other what's her name were with us, and we got separated, and I was going to find them first. But you guys go on ahead, and we'll catch up with you.
Are there any cute 20-somethings in the group?
Sure.
Okay, I'll go with the group.
All right, you're
triple split. Yes.
All right, with since you're
the number one split,
like, hey, David, want to bring down
communism? May be the specter that haunts Europe, but you're the specter that haunts my dreams.
Wow.
This okay? Just I'm now curious. Discounting obviously difference in the time frame. Has any woman ever been associated by being called a specter? Literally a ghost.
Some goths?
Yeah, gothic horror.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
anyway.
Even the goths I knew, I don't think they really go.
All right, that's a question for the ages.
Okay.
So,
blind curiosity from the dead.
Anyway.
All right, so you go up with the posse.
Yep.
And you direct them towards the woods, so they won't see the... You'll actually get a luck check to see if they notice the body out in the open. So Ritter's corpse.
I fail my luck check. So right, I'm
so
guessing they see Ritter.
They will. So you guys. All right. So you are at the barn right now.
Right. We're in the barn.
All
right.
So you managed to skim the reading a little bit, and you see, you've got that reference to 183,
mm-hmm.
Section 183. You see the posse coming. What are you going to do? They're probably going to notice.
Is this the same posse as?
Yes.
That. Okay.
Right. Time lapse.
Oh.
Dramatic.
Are they coming into the barn?
They'll probably see the barn. I mean, they'll notice the barn's crashed. That was what drew their attention in the first place. So they're definitely going to send at least one person in to check on it.
Okay, so the first
I'll
thing...
check on the barn.
You were going away. You were going with the path, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
The path is totally in an opposite direction of the
right.
Chest.
But I'll ask them what they were doing. And
yeah.
I'll check out the barn.
Well, you're a ways when you're doing this, so yeah.
I'll go.
So you stop at the barn. Oh, God, look at the barn. We've got to find out if there's a crash. Maybe he fell in that. You know, they don't know what happened to you on, so that's why. A barn falling apart is big news. It's a big deal. But you have a little time to flee if you want to before they get there. So if you want to, you can tell me what you want to do. You can try and flee out the back into the woods, or you could, or through the fields. You could hide within the barn and hope they don't notice you. You could go out in front and yell at them, like, hey, and try and distract them. Or
Well, I think the first thing I'm going to do is hide the journal.
Okay.
So that no matter what happens.
Conceal plus 20.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you've hidden it. Nobody knows about it except you and maybe Anne's character.
Okay, so I am going to go out front and act like I'm inspecting the crash site. Like, I was just drawn here because of the crash, no big deal. I just wanted to see it.
What about you, Anne?
I'll do that as well, so we can not be too suspicious.
Okay, so the posse sees you. They ask you what's going on, or, you know, they stop by. They heard the crash. You're there as well, Sean.
Oh, okay.
So, well, there's a gunman there. They told me there's a gunman here. We need to go chase after him. You women folk better be careful. He could be anywhere around here. You need a ride back to your houses?
I don't know. We'll just go back to the main house and lock the doors. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I know the house well. I can bolt it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Anne's the NPC deliver out?
She ran off.
Oh, yeah.
She's running towards Hector's corpse.
That's
now.
That's right. The insanity, yeah.
As soon as
sorry, there's a lot of moving parts in this scenario.
She running back.
Six characters, five. I'm sorry. There's a lot of moving parts.
However, you know, it may be useful to have a man with us. Maybe he could stay and protect us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll stay.
All right. So you're reunited. So the three of you head to the farmhouse. They head off into at this point, they can see the woods, and so they're going to charge off into the woods and find Hector's corpse. And we must avenge him! And Johan, we must avenge him! And your mother, we must avenge her! So there's a lot of avenging.
There's going to be a lot of vengeance tonight!
Yeah, there is. So... they're successfully distracted, so you don't have to worry about them. Okay. So Tom and Bill, you're heading off into the woods, and this is a part of the forest. Give me a natural history check.
Yes.
You actually notice that the trees here are noticeably older and more gnarled than any that have any right to be in this county. This county is heavily farmed. There's a lot of clear cutting, you know, for farmland and stuff like that. These trees are positively ancient that you're getting into, and the ground itself has been undisturbed it's never been touched by agricultural practices, which is unheard of in this place. This is actually why hasn't anyone done anything with this area? This is great land. Why is this being left alone? It's like nobody has ever noticed this place before. You also notice like that there are the trees themselves. I mean, these, like that one, that oak over there, must be older than America, the country. It must have dated back to the time of colonialization. This what is going on here?
A little disconcerting.
Yeah, a little disconcerting. Not quite a sand check yet. Yeah. And it's also getting colder as you're going further and further into the woods. So
onward.
Yes, onward. So you get there, and you come to a small clearing, a perfectly flat ground. But there, rising up from it, there is a small stone structure, which has the appearance of perhaps an ancient, like a temple, but of an alien design, something you have never seen before.
Cyclopean?
perhaps, yeah. Do any of you have archaeology, anthropology, or occult?
I have a cult.
All right, give me an occult check.
Yes, I make it.
Okay.
Are there a lot of cone-shaped rounds?
Not cone-shaped. you've actually heard of legends that the...
Of
tribes... yes. The tribes that lived in this region talked about of another tribe, a tribe that lived beneath the earth, the tribes that lived under the sea, and that they had eight great cities, fell, were taken, swallowed up by the earth, and that they had great structures and things of that nature. For some reason, you remember that when you're talking about that. Certainly, this temple... is a major discovery in any sense of the word. This would be bigger than Carter uncovering, you know, Tutankhamun's tomb.
Somehow I doubt that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, however, the door, there is a massive stone door that is closed in front of you. You have no idea what the mechanism to open it is. It is, you can tell it is a door only by the slight cut in the stone. It is perfectly smooth, otherwise. engineering of this temple is actually very impressive. So, here you are. What are you going to do, the two of you?
Let's see if we can consult that. Like, well, they have the book, don't they?
You could have gotten a copy from your parents.
Okay.
So you have a copy.
Do you still have the statue with you?
If only there was heavy
machine. Yeah, I have the statue and the wand with me. I'm going to look through it and see if it mentions some way how exactly.
I believe I have given you the clue necessary. It is up to you to figure out what number to use.
Have you checked 129 yet?
Yeah. 183?
Mm-hmm. Looking up for 183 real quick because 129 is against evil spirits.
You can give me an idea check. Perhaps some of these are not literal. Perhaps it is a metaphorical thing. So perhaps using one against evil spirits would work.
All right.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. Not Bob Trump.
All right.
So are you, first off, who's going to use the statue? Is it going to be Bill?
I'll do it. I've been doing it.
Okay.
All right, you make it in contact five check to pick it up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I hand him a piece of paper that I wrote the spell on because it's supposed to be written on white paper.
Yes, but read it for the listeners at home.
It's really, actually, it's mostly letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it is a pattern that with Spirit of Sanctity, mm-hmm. And some random letters. So yeah, is there? I forgot what else was there.
I Sanctus Spiritus.
Okay, and what are the instructions for using it?
All this be guarded here in time and there in eternity. Amen. You must write all the above on a piece of white paper and carry it about you. The characters or letters above signify, God bless me here in time and there eternally.
All right. So you think of that. You must give up 5 more magic points.
Okay.
And as you put the piece of paper to the wall, it just sort of disintegrates, but the stone door starts sliding open. So... back at Team Farmhouse, what are you going to do?
Did I retrieve the journal?
Did you get it back from the barn?
Yeah. I got back from the barn before we left.
Sure.
So you're back in the farmhouse now. Now that I'm not sitting in a barn, I'm going to turn up the lantern and see if I can get any more information out of it.
Okay, give me another library use check. What about you two?
Yes, I passed. So, we talked about that Billmore guy.
Yes.
And no one tried...
He's in the jail, so you'd have to go to the jail to talk to him.
Is the jail nearby? Or?
If you get on a horse and made a ride check to gallop, you could get there fairly quickly. Or a car. It would be even quicker.
Was there a car at Ritter's house?
There will be a car.
Was a tractor.
No, there's a car, too. You can pick it up. The Model T,
or
whatever.
Somebody wants to take mine.
There's an abandoned car there. Like Hector's car is up there.
Okay. Well, does anyone want to? Nope. I'm assuming he told us the story, right?
Yeah. I'll try a drive auto and Orger's hire.
I don't have anything about driving.
You might as well just try. It's a 20.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll try it.
Nice. 12.
All right, yeah.
I can drive the car.
You drive the car. So you two are heading into town.
Did you want to come with us and read? Or do you want to
see? Yeah, I'll sit in the back of the car and read.
All right, it's a bumpy ride, but you're reading.
I'm reading, yep.
So you're reading the journal,
yep.
And it is talking about it is translating ancient text. It talks about the origin of where this shard came from. It came from a trade from a Captain Marsh from Innsmouth.
Marsh?
Yes. Many, many years ago. But the text was talks about how it is a control to keep a great evil contained. And to make entertainment for the betterment of man, and to make a devil do an angel's work, and that's what the translation of the text is more ambiguous. It seems to be more like a practical instruction to use of the control of the. Phonetically, it's mapulo or something like that. The pronunciation, you're vague on the pronunciation, but it talks about it. The journal talks about whether the thing It's some sort of device or creature that is used to control another creature or device. It keeps swinging back and forth. It's hard to... I talk something about the growth of it.
Is there anything about powder?
There's also a reference to genius loci somewhere. It's... I'm sorry, what was it?
Anything about powder in there?
Powder, no.
In jars?
Oh, yeah, no, different, no, different story. It's actually referencing another thing. So, anyways, the three of you get to town fairly quickly. And as you do so, the door to the sheriff's office is actually swinging open, and there's a bloodstain on the wall behind it.
Well, waited too long for that one.
I think Fillmore is in trouble.
You can hear screaming also a second later.
Men?
Great
woman,
role play there, Chef. What?
Do we know if it's male or female?
It is male.
Okay.
Male or female?
Yes. So
I was shooting very ambiguous.
Wait, are we still armed? Who's armed? We have the knives. What do you have?
A shot and still.
I will let you.
And my fists.
Yes.
The fists of the working man.
Both of you can give me a luck check.
Luck check?
Yeah.
2%.
I fail.
I really did not fail at all.
Those of you make it see there's a dead deputy right inside the door.
If it's worth anything.
A deputy holding a revolver. So
I am pale luck.
So do I.
Did I say luck check? I meant spotted. But whatever.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, with a luck check, you could have realized that you could have grabbed another weapon at Johann Ritter's house.
Okay, so we have weapons.
Yeah, what weapon did you want?
I want that old revolver that he always had in that case right now.
All
right,
very good. You have an old Webley revolver. What about you?
I still have the shotgun and my fists.
All right, you're fine.
And my ass.
You find a couple more shells. So,
and the power of the proletariat.
Fair enough.
There's shackles to strangle all right. The capitalist swine.
Now I'm really wanting to see a communist version of Iron Fist for some reason. Okay, there
you
go. You
find another revolver. He recently bought a 1945 automatic.
A
45 automatic.
1911 Colt 45 automatic?
Yes, 1911. So,
I know guns.
Yes. So all three of you are armed.
Excellent.
So the three of you can sneak into the office and try and put a stop to whatever is going on in there. If you want to, or you can wait outside and shoot whoever comes out.
Can we just walk inside and shoot whoever's in there?
You can do that, too. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's figure out.
Team Temple.
Yes, Team Temple. What are you going to do? The door's open. It is pitch black inside, though. You have a lantern with you. You can go in if you want.
Yep. Let's go inside.
All right. Seems great.
All right, the two of you head inside. The air is noticeably humid and damp. There is a spiral staircase leading down. But it just goes straight down.
Amphora?
Yeah.
You're carrying the Amphora. All right, so... All right,
boys. Down we go.
So you head down what seems a long time, but eventually you come up to an open, cavernous room where you can see, the reflections of water. It seems like there's a pool of water beneath you reflecting light upward, but there's no source of light. The light seems to be coming from the water itself. It's reflecting off the cavern walls all around you, and there's just, the sound of water dripping and sort of rolling around you. But you realize that that's not water. That must be more... Is that slime? What are you going to do? There's a central platform leading from the staircase, or there's a walkway leading from the staircase to a platform suspended above. The stone seems to be suspended in midair in defiance of all engineering logic, unsupported by anything other than the platform, or the walkway, sorry. And the walkway is just above this vast chamber that, with natural history checks, you realize...
Yes.
No.
This cavern must be connected to the aquifer. This is not a closed off cavern, but this is, you see little channels leading off and other things. This is rightly at the water line. So whatever this is connected to the water system of this county and all those wells you dig and everything. So This is in the water you've been drinking your entire life, whatever this is. So what are you going to do? You can. There is a small plain altar on the platform. You could study the slime below you. You could consult the book.
You do that. I'm going to look at the slime.
All right. So, give me a spot hidden check.
Sure. Jump into it, Tom. It's completely safe.
5.
Give me a sand check.
Yes.
Okay. You lose 5 sanity.
Oh, yes. Successful sanity check.
Yep. This is bad news.
As the eyes basically spontaneously grow out of the slime to look back at you. 6 of them. It's not a pleasant thing. So
game founders.
Yeah. Aaron knows what's going on. Don't spoil it.
No, I'm not saying a word.
All right. So, do you want to roll a D10, Tom, or should I?
I'll roll it. I'm in charge of my own destiny.
All right. Captain of your own fate.
2.
That's what you think.
Please and panic. Give me a luck check to see if you drop that M4 or not.
I do not.
You do not? All right. So, you start running back up the stairs. Give me a dex times 5. You're running over.
17.
All right, so he starts running back up the stairs, screaming in panic. It looked at me! It looked at me! He starts running back up the stairs. You were looking at the book. Yeah. So you're
getting ready to maybe do something, but I think without the statue, it's not going to be very good. So I'll follow him.
All right, give me Dex times 5.
Maybe not running.
Well, okay, you don't have to. If you give him a head start, you can walk across the walkway, and you don't have to make a Dex times 5 check.
He fled deeper.
No, he fled up. There's only one way up or down. This is the bottom. So the staircase. There's basically the staircase, walkway, platform. He had to make a Dex times 5 to run across the walkway because there's no railing on the walkway.
Sure. He was up on the platform.
Yeah, he
and
went
ran back by me.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You both went onto the platform.
Okay. All right.
So you walk.
I'm just going to walk peacefully and calmly.
Yeah, you walk peacefully and calmly.
Maybe power walk peacefully.
You do so. Yeah. So Tom gets a pretty big head start on you.
It's fine. He'll run out of gas eventually.
Okay. So Tom, give me an idea check.
17.
Okay. Tom. Give me another sand check. You fail this.
13.
Okay, you don't fail it, so.
Did I gain some insight here?
No, you make your idea. You made your idea check, yes. But you made your sanity check, so you don't make your cosmic revelation. So you're just in panic. You're running. Yeah. If you have a theory about it, you can test it out. So do you have a theory about what the relation is between the statue and the thing in the water?
Ooh.
I'm starting to think that it's the same thing, just a piece of it.
Okay.
I have a theory.
All right. Well, you're running, so you get back to the top of the stairs, winded, and by the time you recover... what are you going to do now?
Catch my breath.
Yeah.
Kind of just like slump to the ground, like kind of clutching that.
Oh, it's touching you all over now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another sand check.
Yeah.
Okay, you lose 1 sanity as you realize it's touching you on the chest. Ew.
Ew.
All right.
But just...
Yeah.
Catch, like, get my heart rate back under 1,000.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bill, so after you do that, what are you going to do?
Just get away. I don't want anything bad to happen to this county.
Okay.
I got to go back down.
Okay.
I got to go back down there.
All right. So, you're going back down. What are you going to do? Or you catch up to him.
Yeah.
As he's...
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, just a bit. I'm not going to let you know what I saw. I just think
that's probably for the best.
Probably for the best. But I think we have to go back down there.
Probably. I think I've kind of got a theory.
Well, why don't you tell me your theory as we walk back down there?
All right.
Tell me very calmly and quietly so I can handle this okay.
Well, I had one of those, you know those classes that they make you take that, you know, aren't in your major, but like...
Yeah, they made me take some of that shit. I totally remember that.
Right, so one of my humanities classes, we talked a little bit about, you know, folk beliefs and all that.
Oh, sure.
And, so apparently there's this thing in magic, and I'm scare-quoting that, but all of a sudden it seems less
I'm open to a buffet of possibilities right now.
Anyway, I forget the big long word for it. It started with TH and had a lot of vowels, but
Elemental-largible or...
Yeah, like something that. Like that. Anyway, the idea that, you know, as above, so below. So you take a little piece of something and do something to it.
Right.
You can do something to the big thing.
Still clutching it. Yeah.
So probably we have to use this to do some sort of, oh, I don't know, benediction for and against all enemies.
Right.
What number is that, by the way?
183.
All right.
Actually, like, could you, here, go ahead and like, look as he walked up. Okay. So this is what we have to do tomorrow, right?
Yeah, by this time, though, it's been considerable time. You look at your watches, it's already after midnight.
Hey, that's convenient.
Weird. Lost time. Weird.
You're... So we have to do this tonight.
Yes, we have to do this. The sooner the better, probably.
So let's shall we get down there?
Anyway, sure. All right, so you go to... Anyways, Team Bloodbath. who's going in first? Are you just running in, or are you sneaking
in? I'll go
in
first.
All right.
I was going to sneak in.
Why sneak when you can just punch?
All right.
Falcon.
I've got guns right here. Yeah, anyway.
Two tickets to the gun show.
Yeah, all right. So he charges in, I guess. Are you confidently stride in. You crunch on broken glass. You can give me a listen check.
Hope you're wearing shoes, dirty hippie.
Actually succeeds.
Yes,
impaled,
very well.
Actually.
Aaron lost it. You hear whispering as like you can actually make out some of it. It's like, if you make a word, I'll kill you. Somebody whispering to someone else within there, and then you can hear hurried footsteps rushing away. You give me an idea check.
I miss it by 3.
Okay. Well, you know what you know. So you're in the entrance station of the entrance room of the police station. You know, there was the desk where the deputy was before someone shot him in the head.
With a gun.
So you can walk past that. You see a little sign directing you to various places of the police station. What do you
think? There's two rooms.
Yeah. No, well, it's a little bigger than that. Like, it was a county seat, so.
Okay.
You can head to the jail, would obviously be an obvious indication. That's where you want to go.
But anyway. Do I know which direction the voice was coming from?
You look at the sign, and then you look at the... Yeah, you know what direction it's coming. It's coming from the jail.
Okay. I head towards the jail, and I usher back behind me, telling them follow quietly.
Okay. So, you two, you see that, him rush in. Listen, you can both make listen checks as well.
Succeed.
Okay. Well, you hear whispering. You didn't impale, so you didn't hear what was being whispered. But you heard that whispering stop, and then quiet footsteps rushing off in some direction.
sound like water droplets.
So you can give me an idea check as well.
Okay. Succeed.
Sounds like someone got to your prisoner and is interrogating him before you did. Then is now rushed off into another direction. And is waiting for you to approach. So somebody's lying in wait to ambush you, is your theory.
This is when you scream suppressing fire. And just
yeah.
We do have
so,
the shotgun.
You go in there, and you can see there's a door. The head of you will lead into the jail, but there's a door to your right, which will go into the open office where all the, you know, they did their work typing up reports and stuff like that. So you could try and go into the bullpen, open bullpen office. Not huge, but, you know, you could go to the right and try and flank around, or you could go straight ahead.
I think that we'll go straight ahead but sneak.
Okay.
And looking.
All right. What about you?
Do we know the whispering happened in the jail?
Ahead of you, yeah. It sounds like from the jail.
Okay.
Well, you don't hear that because you failed your listen check, but...
Okay.
But they, I guess she could have told you, yeah.
Okay, so we know everyone's inside.
You know some people are inside.
I'm assuming I know this building because I'm here. Do I know if there's any other exits?
Yes, there is one in the back.
Can I go into the back?
If you do, you want to run around the side of the building?
Of course it is.
Yeah, and then sneak in the back.
We're going to be here.
Yeah, you can go around outside and circle around. All right, so are you going to sneak or are you just going to run? Okay, that'll take you more time. So if the guy's already close to the back, you might be able to get away before you get there. So that's the trade-off.
Well, can I run to the back and then sneak in when I'm inside? Can I sneak?
When you get inside, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so you're running outside.
Yes.
All right, so she books around the corner. All right, give me a dex times 5.
Okay.
You get there. You get around the corner. You can see the back entrance. You see the door is open. No one's come into it. No one's left yet. So you'll start sneaking next round up to the back entrance. So you two, you're sneaking. So give me a sneak check.
Mm-hmm. I don't pass at all.
Okay. So he hears you. You step on some broken glass as well.
Yeah.
It is a 99.
It's a 99.
I will say you're wearing thin shoes, or your shoes aren't super great, so you take a point of damage as it
cuts my foot open.
Yes.
And now I'm bleeding everywhere.
Might need a tetanus shot. Oh, wait.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
You can John McClane through this.
It happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does. I mean,
it's a
all right. So you walk in. Give me a spot hidden check.
Miss it by 2.
Okay. You do not see the guy. He is in the corridor leading to the jail. Is lit, but the room behind, off to the side, is not lit. There's sort of glass, sort of frosted glass, walls that they have that you can see the outline of the person again. Right? Anyways, he sees your outline moving through, so he's going to shoot that. So,
I guess I dodge.
Well, you failed your check, though, so if he hits, he hits. So he has a 50% chance of hitting. He rolls a 92, though, so a shot goes wide.
Does the glass shatter?
Yes, glass totally shattered. So, anyways, we're just going to go into combat now. So he already acted.
Okay. Martial arts beat the crap out of him.
All right, you have to cover that ground first because he's not.
How far away is he?
He is probably about 25 feet away from you. So if you make a dex times 5 check, you could close that. He would get another shot on you. Well, yeah, you run, you start rushing, but it's, you don't cover it. So he would definitely get another shot on you.
Okay.
You're normally within point blank range of him, but you're behind cover, so he doesn't have point blank on you yet. The bonus on his skill. And damage. So you, what are you going to do as well?
Okay, so I'm going to try to shoot at him.
Yes.
Am I close enough to do it?
Yes, your normal chance.
Just 20%.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I get a 2.
Oh!
Bullseye in the eye. And he fails his deck. There's dodge check. So.
Goodbye.
What revolver did you had a revolver?
Yeah, handgun.
All right, handgun.
Boom! Headshot. Wow, Gladys.
Nice.
Where are you going to hide that?
Iron jawing.
Yeah.
Right.
What would I give?
More like
your revolver does 1d10 damage. You're doing it pale, so you roll 2d10 damage.
This one twice?
And,
so.
For 29. 11.
Oh, okay.
Not percentile, just.
Yeah, not percentile. Right. It's like it's that one, so 2 plus 9 is 11.
11. All right, so 11. You fire, you hit center mass. He pushes, he's knocked through the window behind him.
More glass shatters.
More glass shatters.
Well, there's glass walls, frosted glass walls in the place.
Right, yeah. But.
Yeah.
Really, the bullet from a handgun carries that
much? It's a 41. He
tripped over something, okay?
So, all right, fine. It's a 44.
It's a Desert Eagle. Time warp to 1929.
Yeah, it's not a Desert Eagle, because those are totally OP in this game. Right. They do 3d6 plus 3 damage.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyways, he knocks over. You don't see what happens, because he falls over. So, but he falls down. So, you heard gunshots coming from inside. So, you can spend this round sneaking up without being detected, or you could just run and then, what's going on? But if you sneak, that's your entire round.
I'll sneak.
All right, give me a sneak check. Plus 10, because people are, you know, shooting.
So 59. But it's plus 10.
Yeah.
So
49.
But no. What's your skill? What's your skill in sneak?
My skill's 50.
So 60. Yeah, you find it. You make it. They're shooting. It's easier to sneak. Like, you step on a wooden board, but there are gunshots going off the exact same instance. You're like, yeah, I'm fine. All right.
Like, these fucking boards!
If you step on the board again, another bullet comes
Yeah.
Or rake.
So you get right to the door, and you peek in. Give me a spot hidden check.
24. Oh, one under.
You make it?
By one.
All right, very good. Here's what you see. You see Sean's character crouched over trying to rush up. You see Melissa's character holding a revolver, still smoking. And in the ground, crumpled on the ground in front of you in the back room is Jacob Breuer, who is... However, he has a hole in his shirt. However, you do not see any blood on it. He looks rather disconcerted. So, yeah. Anyways, that's combat for that round. We'll go back to Team Temple for a second. Team Temple, all right, what is your plan?
Go back to the center and...
To the center. Let's go to that altar.
There's no way this could be the wrong ritual, so...
No, we're all set, ready to go. All
right.
Got our game face on here. Not going to look down at that thing again. Thank you very much.
So are you doing it?
But it's still like, looking at you,
Tom. Well, you're still holding it, so...
Yeah.
Your column's better, but unless you just want to read it, I'll read it. Because
you go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
This is to signify it.
Fair enough.
The cross of Christ be with me. The cross of Christ overcomes all water and every fire. The cross of Christ overcomes all weapons. The cross of Christ is a perfect sign and blessing to my soul. May Christ be with me in my body during all my life, at day and at night. Now I pray, I, Simon Van Graft, pray God the Father for the soul's sake, and I pray God the Son for the Father's sake, and I pray God the Holy Ghost for the Father's and the Son's sake, that the holy corpse of God may bless me against all evil things, words, and works. The cross of Christ opens me to future bliss. Me?
Yeah, as Tom is reciting this, it starts rising up.
Okay. I fail.
This is how bad. See, this is where the true wonder of Call of Cthulhu comes in.
Is it a 99?
Not quite.
Yeah, go ahead and finish.
The cross of Christ open unto me future bliss. The cross of Christ banish all evil from me. The cross of Christ be with me, above me, before me, behind me, beneath me, aside of me, and everywhere. And before all my enemies, visible and invisible, these all flee from me as soon as they but know are here.
So we're going
Enoch and Elias, the two prophets, were never imprisoned, nor bound, nor beaten, and came never out of their town. Thus no one of my enemies must be able to injure, attack me in my body or my life. In the name of the Father, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
All right, so as Tom is saying that,
thank you, Bill.
The creature rises up from the depths.
Rise from your brain.
It starts growing, spontaneously mutating new organs to see, and you realize
and
to consume
to
you.
Hear.
Yes, you lose 7 sanity.
Ow!
Yes, you become paranoid. You believe Tom has betrayed you and is trying to feed you to this thing. Tom, you give me an idea check.
Yep.
All right, give me another sanity check.
Nope.
Okay. You have your cosmic revelation as the memories of all the members of the cult before you have flood into your mind. You take another... only 2 sanity this time. But sometimes I roll badly. So you understand what's going on. And I'll explain that, what exactly is going on. But Bill here is... You're paranoid. You think you're being betrayed and that Dom is trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
For at least the next 10 rounds. A couple of rounds. So what are you going to do?
Well, I do happen to have a rifle.
All right. A point blank range.
I'm not shooting.
Yeah.
Obviously, if... I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just going to butt stroke him.
Okay. all right.
I still have that blessing from last time.
The rifle.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that.
It wasn't me this time. Okay.
I did that one incantation that last time.
It's true, he did.
He does.
The sad thing about we've used that term
you
before.
Hit Dylan, well, you
and that same
hit,
awkward silence betraying you fell upon
so us. Just roll damage. It's a d6 for the club plus your damage bonus.
Okay. 3.
All right, you strike him, and Tom, you feel nothing. You realize.
Well, we did this right.
You literally feel nothing. You're consumed in the ritual.
No, that's totally out of character.
You strike him, and it didn't even affect him. Oh God, you're really fucked down.
Well, I'm just gonna flee then.
All right. All right, you start. All
right, yeah, I will run this time. This can't possibly go horribly wrong. I impale my next time spot.
You are motoring.
All right, you're motoring up there. So, Tom, you're in communion with the creature. So the three of you. All right, it's a new round. Jacob gets up or starts staggering up. You can see him staggering up. He does not yet see you. He's focused on the others. He is holding a very nasty revolver, a very nasty handgun. Is going to... You have a chance to intercept since you have an ambush here. So he's getting up ready to shoot back. So what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try to grapple the handgun from him and pin him to the ground.
Okay, that would be a grapple check. Do you have a grapple skill?
I do. But I have a suspicion that he used a spell on himself and that we cannot hurt him.
Okay.
Wait, I'll give you... grapple is in the bottom left.
Yes. Below his fist.
Am I close
bottom
enough
left
to
of
try
your sheet?
You know what you did for so many people?
I'll give you plus 10 because you're ambushing him, so go ahead and make a roll.
Okay. Oh, no. 51.
All right, you rush up and try and grab him, but you fail to get a good hold on him. He looks at you rather confused. He pushes you off and returns fire at Melissa because she's Annie Oakley, apparently. but he misses. So a bullet zings by your head.
The only person he's able to kill is
Hector. He did miss Aaron several times.
He's still drunk.
Yeah.
But I was relentless.
So, Sean, you can go up.
Am I close enough to beat the ever-living crap out of him?
You can make your attack check, yeah.
Okay, so which do I roll first?
Which one do you want to use? Well, you can only get one attack around. So
the martial arts and the...
Martial arts combined. So you kick him, punch him, or grapple him.
I am
or
going
headbutt.
To...
There's always headbutt.
There is headbutt.
I am going to punch him.
All right, make him... It's use fist for that.
I've come here to bring you your share.
I punch him.
All right. You hit him. He will not try to dodge. Go ahead and roll damage. So that's normally, what is it?
1d3 plus dB.
Which is damage bonus. You don't have a damage bonus because you're not large enough.
Plus 2.
Yeah, plus 2. So it's just 1d6 plus 2 since you're doubling it.
7.
All right, you smash into him, and you feel like you were hitting a stone wall.
Because you did it earlier.
Yes, yep. You did. So, which is really unnatural, but you do see a thin trickle of blood on him, and he looks at you. And,
so I need more than the bullet.
you give me an idea, Chad.
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
All right, you don't know.
I have no idea.
All right, so... Melissa, what are you?
I don't think I hit.
Well, I suppose I can try to.
Well, now he's being attacked by two people in melee. So if you shoot, you'd be at a minus 10.
Well, no, I was thinking I would run up there. Could I use fist if I hit him with the gun?
I'd allow that.
Okay.
Pistol whip him.
Yeah. Like, I'll try to hit him.
You
in
could
the head
try. You could break the gun.
Yeah, I had 4 points.
Four. Yeah. Wait,
you impaled.
Oh, you impaled again.
I hit him really hard.
Yeah.
The gun is wedged.
All right.
Cold shot to his gun.
Yeah. I will just say you knock him out. Good job.
He didn't recite the incantation against blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Damn, Gladys.
Well, out of character, his armor only had so many points on it. Right. So, yeah, after that being tag-teamed by three characters.
Call of Cthulhu. Still deadly, even
all right, so, Tom. Crazy. You realize this is a being of ancient power that was once formerly a slave race, but there are certain ways that intelligent beings can command and control this thing, but the keepers of the old one just keep it asleep and only use it for... certain magics, so it is you can keep it asleep, but there's another voice in you saying, well, no, you could do so much more with this.
You could rule all of
yes. there is kind of that, yeah, Gollum sort of thing. So are you just going to perform the ritual and like put it back to sleep, or what?
I'm putting it back to sleep.
All right, you can start Mormonism.
All right.
I mean, well, you're most of a century too late. But
yeah.
Mormon shock.
He didn't get it. Yeah.
Mormon shock. Yes.
So you do so, and it sinks back into the...
Look,
the,
Joseph, nobody's going to believe you if you say you summoned up a multi-eyed
so you go
monster.
Back up.
Okay, three, just angels, then.
Angels and three golden tablets. Yeah, that works.
All we're right. Good. So... with that, between you, the two of you, all of you have put and kept the traditions alive, even though at a great cost. So the temple door closes behind you as you leave until the next equinox. You
or
three, more police show up as you've hogtied and gagged Jacob. He is blamed for the massacre.
As he should be.
It is blamed, of course, on superstition. The press has a field day with it. But
who's off the case?
Yes. Well, he did kill a deputy as well. And
man, he killed a deputy.
Yes.
But he did not kill the sheriff.
So you have survived, and I assume you all. What are your characters' ultimate fate? Do you stay in York and continue with the traditions?
I do.
All right, you do. All right, and everybody else,
after some convalescent time.
Yeah.
I would never betray you.
I'm assuming I'm buried in the cemetery at some point.
You are buried, yes, they find you. It is quite sad.
They make me
the
new deputy of the police.
No, they just make you freaking sheriff.
You become one of the first deputies in...
The first female deputies.
You know, yes.
Yeah.
It is your herald that is the advance of the summer group.
The Annie O'Day of York, Pennsylvania.
The Annie O'Day of York,
Pennsylvania.
The headline which helps make your career.
And I take the book that Tom had because I have big plans for what's in the
book. That's my parents' book. There's a copy.
There are other copies of The Long Lost Friend, so you can start experimenting with it and perhaps become the next...
maybe change the world order.
Yeah. So yeah, that was...
And we buried the statue.
Well, you have to use it every year.
I know, but we hide it.
So. Yes, you hide it so it is safe.
Yeah.
So
it is safe.
So I'm standing out front of the temple holding up like a communist fist of power.
Yes, pretty much.
Actually, just for fun, one time we use it just...
with tentacles coming around the hammer.
communism fails in 1989.
The Shoggoth doesn't have that much power.
Not if we have Shoggoth.
So just to explain it, yes, the cult basically was started because some humans got a hold of a deep one technology to control Shoggoths and found a way to let humans use it for long term without being eaten by the Shoggoth. So the Shoggoth was basically had infected the entire water pool, the aquifer of this county, and so the cultists in their own way basically trained it so that Shoggoth was basically everywhere throughout microscopic organisms. So anytime they heard a cult member, which is somebody genetically related to a current cult member, recite a spell from the long-lost friend, the Shoggoth would hear and try to obey that. So hexing, it would invade the person's immune system and cause them to have a heart attack or an aneurysm, hence hexing people to death.
So they're all linked through the Shoggoth, but
yes,
from the water base. That was actually a really cool concept.
And the armor was just an invisible layer of Shoggoth slime around you to protect you, but anyone genetically, including Jacob, could use it, which is why bullets didn't. It took a while to, beat him down. You got to wear the Shoggoth off of them. So that was the big thing. So you guys were not corrupted by power. I'm kind of surprised actually that you didn't unleash hell.
that's the sequel.
Yeah, that's the sequel. Yeah. Next year. Yeah, next Equinox.
Not even next year. Like, yeah. I'm waiting for your like gritty 1980s follow up on this.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Hotline Miami in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the great grandchildren. Yeah, Dad. Sure. Whatever. We'll keep a controlled monster. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Let's use it to take out the Russian mob.
Yeah. Okay. So question comes to question. You guys have fun? Was this good?
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Any particular high parts, any things you changed for future runs of it? Okay. Six players was kind of chaotic.
Don't let Hector run off into the woods.
I have to live.
It was like 5.2 players.
Yeah. By play
characters. I'm sorry, Aaron. You were present the whole time.
No, it's fine.
Characters, yeah. Not players.
Yeah, I mean, running after an armed intruder in the dark, unarmed. Alright.
No, to be completely honest, there was one thing I meant to do before I topped the hill is to take a rock, throw it over to see if I could force him to shoot and then try to attack. I should have done that, but.
Work, okay. Next time I go running into the woods, because clearly I have a better chance of beating the crap out of the guy.
This is your
I actually put more of an actual fist this time, so I was like, oh, I'll try to at least subdue him for the storyline.
Leave it to Austin to bring a fist to a gunfight.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is, like, I get that it's sort of Magic Feather territory.
Yeah.
But the link between the spells and sort of their intended effect seems kind of tenuous.
The two for the opening of the temple, that they were purposely kept sort of obscure so other people couldn't accidentally open up.
Okay.
So that's why you had to find the clues to figure out which ones
to use. Fair enough. So,
yeah.
There should be nothing intuitive about that at all.
About the actual ritual, no. Because they don't want to get somebody there next to the Shoggoth and then commanded to go eat the county seat or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else was pretty obvious, like protection against weapon. Yes, that will do that. Kill somebody. Yeah, that will do that. Heal the cow. Now you have a Shoggoth cow. Great, but a Shoggoth pretending to be a cow. And
oh, sorry.
I would pay good money to see that.
Yeah.
So is that 2% milk, or is that...
Well, no, it's actually... 2%
milk, 90% ate other, so...
I've got to know, when I gave the weird thing, there's that the particular spell to reverse a uterus falling out of a cow. Yeah. I was like,
hey, prolapse is serious.
I know it's serious, but it just came up like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been used for some gross things. So, there's some weird ass stuff. I challenge not accepted.
Like, come on, protection against bovine prolapse, 15-foot radius.
It's more of a. On that end, we'll see you guys next time. So.